school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
Another bitter night here in Northeast Kansas as we come to you from Seneca on the campus of Nemaha Central High School. We bring you a Class 2A semifinal as it's a Big 7 showdown once again, a rematch between number 2 Nemaha Central and 4th ranked Sabetha with a trip to the state title game on the line next weekend. Salina, good evening from Seneca. We bring you our broadcast tonight here on KNCA 103.9 FM and our pregame is presented by Highland Community College. Find them online at you can find them online at highlandcc.edu, close to home and far from debt. Well, these two teams squaring off for a second time here in 2022. The regular season finale was here just less than a month ago, and Nemaha Central using a big second half to knock off the Blue Jays 24-7. It clinched the Big 7 and district championships, but the rematch here tonight has much bigger implications with that state championship game looming next weekend, Salina. Coming up here in our pregame coverage, you'll hear my conversation with both coaches, Michael Glatzik of Nemaha Central, and coming up first, it'll be Sabetha head coach Garrett Michael. Brandon, Trent, and Logan, we're all here with you on the Sabetha channel as well at mscsports.net here on KNCA 103.9 as well. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout. You'll hear my conversation with both head coaches. It's Nemaha Central and Sabetha, trip to the state championship game on the line, and our coverage continues after this here on Kansaland Radio.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food. And all your friends are here.
Pre-game coverage continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM, our area game of the week in Class 2A. A semifinal tonight, battle of Big 7 foes as it's Nemaha Central playing host to Sabetha. Second time this year we get this matchup, and we're joined by the head coach of the Blue Jays, that is Garrett Michael. Coach, we appreciate it as always. First of all, congrats getting to this point. It's been a long ride and fun watching your team playing throughout the course of the year. You know, going into this thing back in late August, early September, did you feel like this roster was built for a season like this, built for a run to get this deep into the playoffs and ultimately give yourselves a shot at a state title game?
Well, any time that you start a year off like we have, as far as the number of returning players and lettermen that we have, you just have a sense of, you know, you're starting faster, you're starting with more. Offensively, defensively, special teams wise, and they have got a full season under their belt. So you just hope that, you know, you're ahead of the game as far as, putting stuff in and stuff for them to learn. But, you know, I thought we had a chance, just because of that. And then, I knew, some things would have to bounce our way and we'd have to stay injury free. And right now we've done that, so far. Except for Josh Herman, and I just think our guys have done a good job of taking it one game at a time and not looking forward to any of the next games, and we've just done a good job of executing the game plans, and you know, we've been beat by Holton and Nemaha, and on those nights they were a better team than we were.
What's been maybe the most surprising thing about your team this year? Is it a certain player that's exceeded expectations? Was it a certain position group? Was it just something like that that really kind of stood out to you this year that maybe you got a little bit more out of somebody or maybe even multiple people that you didn't think was going to be the case?
I think the two biggest things that I look back on this season and are very pleasing to me is number one, our scout team. Those guys have really done a really good job of giving us a good look at what we're going to see on Friday night. And I think, especially in the playoffs, I believe they've watched a film on the opponent, so they could be the best opponent for us during practice. And that's the thing that really makes it special, is when guys like that, that don't play a whole lot, but their role is the scout team, and they take that very seriously. And on the second thought of that is just guys stepping up as far as maybe they took a back seat the first 3, 4, 5 games. Maybe they were a second teamer, a third teamer. And because of our depth and because of their practice and preparation, now all of a sudden you're seeing a couple starters that weren't at the beginning. And, you know, that takes pure selflessness from the person that started. And now we've said, hey, we'd like this kid to start on defense and you to play on offense. And we've got 3 or 4 of those kids that have done that. And they've just taken a back seat. Their ego has taken a back seat, and for the betterment of the team, they've done that. And so those two things have made me really happy, and it's very satisfying, because on one level, it's an older kid that's maybe taken, he started 2 ways, and now he's starting just 1 way, and another older kid's gotten a chance to play. But the scout team is the younger kids, and they've done just a fantastic job.
It's been a pretty impressive playoff run, no doubt about it. Started with ACCHS. You won that one 35-6, beat Riley County 48-13, and most recently a big win over Caney Valley in the sectional round 47-0. Specifically for that Caney Valley game last week, what really was a thing or two that stood out the most about that game? And it seemed like one of those times that we've talked about all year, just getting that complete game on all facets.
I talked to the team about all week about whoever's tougher mentally and physically in the trenches, offensive line, defensive line, is going to be successful in this game, and that's exactly what we got. And it was cold. We talked about that. We practiced in it. And, again, I talked about that, too, as far as it's cold. Both teams got to play on the same field with the same ball in the same temperature. And the team that can overcome that mentally will have a chance to win the game too. And we have gotten that 3 straight weeks, in my opinion, as far as weather conditions, turn cold, cold and rainy, and then just flat cold. And it's going to be that way tonight as well. It's very cold, and we just got to be able to handle that mentally. And I was just proud of our offense and defensive line just winning the battle in the trench.
How much do you take away from the first matchup with Nemaha Central? Thunder able to win that one 24-7, but tonight specifically, what's going to be a key adjustment or matchup that you're looking for to be kind of a key determining factor in who's going to win this game?
Well, I would think both teams would look at that film and really study it and just make the appropriate adjustments. You know, there's things on both sides of the ball for us and special teams that, you know, we didn't do very well. And one thing that stands out in the second half is, we caused ourselves problems with a lot of penalties. And we couldn't sustain drives, and Nemaha capitalized on that. And, you know, I've talked about that. Penalties, turnovers, time of possession, especially in a game like this and in the playoffs, those things matter. And so when you talk about that game one and game two, people think, oh, it's just the same old thing. But it is true, especially in the playoffs. And so we can't penalize ourselves. We can't get behind the sticks. But, Nemaha is a great team. I mean, they've got great athletes all over the field. They've got a great front, both offensively and defensively. Their linebackers are big, and their running backs are big and fast. And so you've just got to be fundamentally sound. You got to read your keys. You got to be disciplined.
Certainly a chilly night in mid-November here in Northeast Kansas, but we got a trip to the 2A state title game on the line as two Big 7 teams collide once again as Nemaha Central plays host to Sabetha. That's our conversation with Blue Jays head coach Garrett Michael here on our pregame coverage. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight as always, and hopefully we can talk to you again another time next week.
All right, thank you.
We'll have more pregame after this here on KNZA.
The answer is yes. Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Pre-game coverage continues for our area game of the week here on KNCA 103.9 FM. It's Nemaha Central and Sabetha. A trip to the 2A state championship game is on the line in a rematch of a game that was played back in late October, the regular season finale where Nemaha Central got that win 24-7. But three games have been played since then. And let's start with it. Michael Gladsick, head coach of the Thunder, joining us here as we continue on with our pregame coverage. Coach, let's talk about where we are right now. You know, going into this year, you always start off with a very tough game against Holton. You guys were able to get that win. Since then, it's been kind of cruise central, put together just a fantastic year, still undefeated at 11-0. Did you feel coming in that this team was built or capable of making a run like this towards a state championship game?
I would say obviously, hats off to the seniors. Handful of them are three-way starters, and, you know, we got nine seniors out. We got, you know, five to six to seven two-way starters. So, it's obviously a senior-led team, which is awesome for these younger classmen.
What about your quarterback, Braden Uphouse, this year? We've talked about what you guys have been able to do in the running game, but Braden's really taken the reins at the quarterback position and has played really well for you this year.
Obviously Zach Kramer went down last year, you know, in the third game, you know, and Braden stepped up those last three games. So, you know, it's just like you said, it was his reins this year, and obviously he's done a great job, you know, running that offense this year.
We're talking with Nemaha Central head coach Michael Gladsick, getting set for the sub-state matchup here tonight with Sabetha. Let's talk about the game last week, the sectional round win against Humboldt. You make the long road trip down south towards the southeast portion of the state, and you guys get the win 44-20 there. Talk about that matchup last week. What'd you like? And just a few key takeaways from that one.
It's just like you said, it was a long road trip, and I thought our kids handled the three-hour road trip very well, you know, leaving around noon and not playing until 7, you know, obviously with the time change. But, obviously offense put up 44 points, and the defense kind of stumbled a few plays, but obviously they fought hard, and, you know, it was a big win, 44-20 in sectional game.
You get Sabetha another time here, and obviously for the local fans, it's a great flavor having a couple Big 7 teams here playing in a game for a right to head to the state championship game next weekend. You saw the Sabetha team back on October 21st. It was the final game of the regular season. There was so much to be decided that night. The district and the league championships were decided. That was kind of a tale of two halves. Sabetha led that game 7-0 at halftime. They got the big goal line stop right at the end of the second quarter, but you guys were able to kind of turn things up. Especially offensively in the second half, able to kind of pull away for that win 24-7. You know, just kind of looking back at that first matchup, you know, what were a few things that you liked about that, particularly in the second half?
I thought during halftime our kids made adjustments, you know, very well. Obviously, Sabetha threw some punches the first half, but obviously the second time around is going to be a little tougher. You know, obviously they're well coached with Coach Michael and the staff over there, you know, and they're going to make adjustments, and so will we.
What kind of adjustments are you maybe expecting this time around compared to that first game?
Well, obviously, Sabetha, you know, obviously Coach Michael's been there a few years, and, you know, I don't think they're going to make a lot of adjustments, just a few coaching adjustments here and there. But, you know, hopefully our kids adjust to it and play well Friday night.
Just finally, when you look at keys to the game tonight and the expectations for your team, what do you want to see, and what are going to be a few keys and few matchups tonight to get this win and move on to that state championship game?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Obviously, Sabetha's a well-coached team, you know, that flies around offensively and defensively, and they play mistake-free football. So we must, we must execute in all three assets, offense, defense, special teams, and hopefully we become successful Friday night, you know, obviously with a big game with the state championship berth on the line.
Nemaha Central Thunder head coach Michael Gladsick joining us here as our pregame coverage continue. The undefeated 11-0 Nemaha Central Thunder at home. A trip to the state championship game on the line as they take on Sabetha for a second time here in 2022. Coach, it should be a lot of fun tonight. Thank you so much for your time. As always, go get them tonight, and we will hopefully talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it a lot. Thanks.
We'll have more pregame after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I am a board-certified mental health and wellness coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about whole self-care and functional nutrition and would love to help customize a plan for reaching your specific health goals. You will learn about which foods and nutrients are necessary to restore your body to optimal health and how to incorporate techniques to alleviate stress on your body, mind, and soul. Coaching keeps us accountable, and this is what I specialize in. Call Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for your free consultation.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Let's do it. We're back here in Seneca, a bitter cold night in northeast Kansas, and our pregame coverage continues here for our game of the week presented by Highland Community College. Thank you so much. It's a Big 7 rematch. Nemaha Central and Sabetha right to go to the state championship game next week in Salina in Class 2A. We got five area teams still alive. We'll update those games all throughout our broadcast tonight. But we're here in Seneca for the Thunder and the Blue Jays. I'm Brandon Tabman. We got Logan Bitterman, Colin Fellkamp in studio, Trenton Kraxner with me as well. Three-man team tonight for a big, big game. And, Logan, let's start with you real quick. We were at this game just less than a month ago. We were sitting up here right in this same spot here in the press box. We saw a tale of two halves. Sabetha came out, really dominated the line of scrimmage early. They got the big goal line stop right at the end of the first half. Had a 7-0 lead, but you know, they just really couldn't stop the Thunder offense in the second half. They had three touchdowns on three possessions, and Nemaha Central was able to pull away.
Yeah, it was just weird how that game went, because obviously, like you said, Brandon, the first half it looked like Nemaha Central was about to go down and tie the game right before halftime. They don't get in. Sabetha, they hold firm, keep them out. Clock runs out on the Thunder. Come out in the second half, Thunder just started lighting it up.
Yeah,
I mean, we think it was a blowout, 24-7. Sabetha was in that game to a point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like last season. Obviously, tonight, you alluded to it, it's going to be a big implication. The first time around was, this is probably the biggest ever.
State championship game berth on the line. We'll have more when we come back here on KNZA.
Nothing is more important around the holidays than food and family. Let Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha help you with your holiday greeting or gift for that hard-to-buy person. They offer custom fruit baskets, gift cards, or even special selections of meat. And if you have a holiday gathering or party coming up, see the deli/bakery for a wide variety of meat and cheese trays, cookie trays, and fresh baked breads. The deli can also prepare for a full holiday meal with options like special seasoned prime rib, steak, or lobster baskets. And they can smoke your turkey. All the staff at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha would like to thank their loyal customers and wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Iowa, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here just moments away from kickoff in Seneca, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Trip to the 2A state title game is on the line, and you look at the history between these two teams since 2006. Nemaha Central 12-7 against Sabetha since 2006. Nemaha Central, they've won the last two, including that 24-7 win just a few weeks ago in the regular season finale. Sabetha had a three-game streak, 2018-2020. Nemaha Central also had a big stretch of seven straight wins against the Blue Jays from 2009 to 2014 with multiple playoff matchups in there as well, and then Sabetha winning three straight early on from 2006 to 2008. So it's been kind of a tale of little winning streaks between these two in this series going back to 2006. Blue Jays won back-to-back 3A titles in 2017 and 2018. They also had 4A state titles in 93 and 97. And Nemaha Central looking for their first state championship in 2A since 2019. Of course, before you had Nemaha Central, you had B&B and Nemaha Valley, and B&B had great success in the eight-man ranks, winning titles in 2012, 2013, also 2008 and 2010. So two teams that certainly have a lot of success, and just moments away here from the kickoff. Again, a bitter night, less than 20 degrees. Sabetha is going to be rocking their all-white uniforms, purple tops, white pants here for the Thunder. And Sabetha has won the toss. They defer to the second half, which means Nemaha Central will get the ball here to start in this contest. Again, Logan, Brandon, Trenton, Colin all with you tonight. And Trenton, a really good opportunity for you here alongside and seeing two of the best teams in 2A to go at it. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air. You get a chance to see Cooper Hike, one of the best running backs in the state, big, physical, over 1,700 yards and 35 touchdowns. He's obviously a big key for the Thunder tonight.
And you kind of look at him like Derrick Henry. Is he going to get better as the game goes on, or are they going to continue to tackle him all throughout the night? Because I believe I was reading he had about 40 carries in that Week 8 matchup, and he had like almost 104 yards. Is he going to get better as the game goes on, or is Sabetha going to hold him down? Because as we saw last week in the Opium Centralia game, it comes down to who makes more plays than get the end result.
Yeah, Cooper Hike in that first matchup, he did have well over 100 yards, but he was held to just around 4 yards per carry, and he comes into this one tonight through 11 games, averaging about 8 yards per carry. So if you're Sabetha again, he's going to get the carries. He's going to get 25, 30, maybe even 35 some carries tonight. Can you hold him down to that 3-4 yard average? Keep him at bay. Sabetha did a great job of that in the first contest, but ultimately it did not matter because the passing game grew a little bit. Braden Uphouse, the senior, leading the charge for the Thunder. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards this year, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's been good in the ground game, but this is one of the most potent offenses in the state. Nemaha Central, 386 yards per game, 275 of that is on the ground. And the Thunder will start with the ball first, as it will be Cooper Hike back to receive. And Carter Ronninghouse, who's going to be back to receive here for Nemaha Central. Sabetha will kick off from left to right. In a bitter night, less than 20 degrees, good crowd on hand for both teams. A trip to the 2A title game is on the line. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications, rainbowtel.net. Find out more, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. We are set for a 2A semifinal contest. Battle in the Big 7, we're underway. It's a short kick. Cooper Hike has it at the 15. In between the hash marks at the 20, 25, gets through a seam and tripped up across the 30, around the 35. And good starting field position here for Nemaha Central at their own 36-yard line, first down and 10. First matchup, 24-7. Nemaha Central trailed at the half, 7-0. Rattled off 3 touchdowns on 3 possessions to put that game away. And that deciding game gave them the outright Big 7 league title and also the district championship as well. But this one tonight, the trip to the state title game is on the line. Here we go. First play, under center, no score. Uphouse takes the snap in the pistol. No surprise, it's Cooper Hike and right over the right guard, and he buries his way forward for a solid gain on first down for about 6. Second down and 4 coming up.
There's nothing fancy about that. I mean, it's right up the middle. That's a straight dive play to start the game.
You're going to see a heavy dose of that, no doubt about it. And Nemaha Central certainly good in the play-action game with how good they are at running the football. 275 in terms of rushing yards per game. And now the official going to stop the play just for a second. Second down and 4 at the 42-yard line for Nemaha Central. It's Hike again, this time left side. He gets away from 1, now 2, and now bullying his way across the 45 and near a first down at the 47-yard line. It looks like he just may have enough depending on the spot. Waiting for the official call, and it is a first down. So he needed 4, he got 5.
Yeah, and obviously Hike takes it to the outside. They're coming to the near side of the football field. But the biggest thing, he's going to run it straight up the middle and see if he can stop him. The one thing for Sabetha, you don't have Josh Herman in this game. You had him the first time around. He kept him 140 yards. Sabetha linebackers are going to have to play phenomenal here tonight.
Some of those linebackers, Dalton Roki, Chase Fry. Third straight carry here for Cooper Hike, and he falls forward to the 49 for a short gain here of about 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8 just shy of midfield. Christian McAfee in on the stop, and McAfee the leading tackler for this Sabetha defense with 77 coming in, first team All-League a year ago at defensive end. So second down and 8 for Nemaha Central, not quite 2 minutes in, no score. Two-way semifinal here tonight, 19 degrees at kickoff, and there's a pass to the far side, and it's incomplete. It's a little quick hitter to Wade Leonard, and now we get a late flag in after the play. And see what happened here. This could be maybe some kind of a post-play personal foul. Penalty certainly did not help the Blue Jays in the second half of that first meeting. Indication might be, nope, they're going to wave off the flag that was thrown. So Sabetha was reacting like it was going to be something against Nemaha Central, but they wave off the flag, so no penalties. So after the incompletion, third down and 8 at the 49-yard line for the Thunder.
And that looked like maybe an RPO, so maybe a lineman was downfield. He had the option to hike, and he pulled it and passed it. So maybe a lineman downfield, but they determined he wasn't that far enough downfield for the flag. But a big third down early in the game.
Third down and 8, just shy of midfield. Ball between the hash marks. Thunder moving right to left here in the first quarter. Uphouse takes a good snap, and they give it to the big fella and Cooper Hike. He'll be short of the first down. He gets to Sabetha territory at the 47. So he gains about 5, but a fourth down and 3 play coming up here early on in this game.
You got to think they're either going to just go ahead and just outright go for it here. Obviously, you're on Sabetha's side of the field now. Or if you're any mile central, do you try to go a strong count here and see if you can get Sabetha to jump and get a free 5 yards?
Well, we knew we'd see a lot of big plays in this game tonight. The first one coming just 2 minutes in. A fourth down and 3 play here for the Thunder at the Sabetha 47-yard line. They will split two receivers left, one to the right. Uphouse in the pistol with Cooper Hike left of Uphouse. They do take the snap. Uphouse rolling to his right. He has to get away from some trouble. Breaks away from one tackle. Hits the edge, and it looks like he has the first down. So it was Davis Roki who had a shot at him in the backfield, but a missed tackle and an extra effort by Braden Uphouse good enough for a first down. At least we saw the signal for a first down. Are they going to get the first down now? Now it looks like they're going to measure, and they do, in fact, finally give the signal. It is a first down. They needed 3. Give Uphouse about 3.5 there. What a second effort there to get that first down and keep the drive alive. The drive continues, 9:35 left here, opening quarter, no score, first drive of the game. Thunder converting on a 4th and 3 just right there, and now they have 1st and 10 at the Sabetha 43-yard line. Thunder offense averaging 51 points per game through 11 games this season. Uphouse with the snap, they give it to Gavin Kane on an end around, and he's hit at the knees and brought down at the 45 for a short gain of 2. Good pursuits, looked like McAfee was in on the stop, also Matthew Garber in on the stop for Sabetha as well to bring up 2nd down and 8 from the 45.
And that's the best thing you can do on jet sweeps and stuff like that, is just continue to string it out, because eventually they're going to run into the sideline. That's an extra tackler for you, and that was what Sabetha did very well right there, to string that out.
Gavin Kane is used a little bit in the running game, but he is the leading receiver for Nemaha Central at over 500 yards receiving this year. Kane will be lined up far side right alongside Wade Leonard. The 4 wide receiver set, Cooper Hike is in the slot left. Now Uphouse is going to take it himself on a quarterback keeper, has some room up the middle, a first down and more, and he pinballs his way all the way for a big first down. Looks to be at the 25-yard line for a gain of about 15 yards, and a quarterback keeper there for Uphouse moves the chains, 1st and 10. So the Thunder working a solid drive here in the opening possession, now 1st and 10 at the Sabetha 25-yard line. Another 4 wide receiver set, 2 right, 2 left. A tight end to the right side. And now Height goes in motion. They fake it to him. Uphouse is going to keep it himself. He finds a little bit of a crease, and he's all the way up to the 20 for a gain of 5. And a solid first down carry brings it to now 2nd and 5 from the 20. Thunder now in the red zone. Not quite 4 minutes into this opening quarter, no score. Nemaha Central driving here, 1st and 10 now at the Sabetha 20. They've converted on a 4th and 3 earlier this drive as well, and this drive started at their own 36. Pistol formation here for Uphouse. Cooper Hike, the running back. They got trips lined up to the left, ball between the hash marks. They give it, no, it's a fake. Now a quick little throw is caught, maybe just shy of the 15 for a gain of 4. Nice pitch and catch there to Wade Leonard, but it looks to be maybe a yard shy of the first down, which brings up third down and 1 at the 16-yard line.
Looks like we're going to get a measurement near the white hat. Well, maybe he's just stopping the clock, but he reaffirms that's third down.
Yeah, it's going to be third and 1. They need the 15. Ball's lined up at the 16-yard line near side hash. Up house under center. Double tight set with Hike right behind him. They send Kane in motion from left to right. They give it to Hike. He's got a first down. He's pushing his way forward for a couple more inside the 15 to about the 13 for a gain of 3. And a third down conversion for the Thunder. Now first down and 10, just shy of the 10. Chase Fry in on the stop, and Sabetha certainly missing one of their leaders in Josh Herman on defense. He was one of the leading tacklers and just a big body in the middle of that defense, putting a lot of pressure on some other guys like Dalton Roque, Chase Fry, tackling a big body in Cooper Hike. First down and 10 for Nemaha Central, no score. Not quite 5 minutes into this first quarter. Uphouse is back to pass. He's in the pocket, now rolling to his right, now dumps it. It's caught by Kane once again, but he's going to get tackled for not much there, maybe a yard at best. So they find Gavin Kane again for his 25th catch of the year. It's good for a yard. It's second down and 9.
And the good thing, if you're special there, your first guy that came in to try to make the tackle on Kane there, you don't get it. You slowed him down enough to help have the rest of your teammates come in and secure it and make sure he goes down so he doesn't break free either for a touchdown or maybe he does the first down.
So second down and 9 here for Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 13-yard line. 6:35 clock moving first quarter, no score. Still the first drive being issued by the Thunder, working from right to left. It started at their own 36. Uphouse takes a chest-high snap, now rolling to his left. Now they're going to pitch it late. It's Cooper Hike. Gets to the outside, gets pushed out at about the 10. And it's McAfee who forces him out of bounds. Let's see the spots. They mark him right at the 10, so it's a gain of maybe 3 yards. Not much more than that, but third down and 6 play coming up here for the Thunder, right at the Sabetha 10-yard line. So they need the 4 for the first down. And would have to assume this is 4-down territory the rest of the way for Nemaha Central. Uphouse will be in the pistol. They put Leonard slot left, Hike the running back, and then two receivers split wide to the right. They do give it to Hike here over the left guard, and he uses the strong legs to churn the pile a little bit farther forward to the 5, and it looks like he's going to be a yard shy of that first down. He needed 6. He got 5, so it's 4th and 1 coming up here for the Thunder just outside the 5-yard line.
On a play like that, why not just get the big guys like Holden Bass up front, pushing behind another bigger guy in Hike already for the extra yardage there, step 4th and short.
So here we go, and they're going to give it to Hike, and he bounces off a tackle. He has the first down. He'll get to the 3 for a gain of 2. It looked like Sabetha maybe had a chance to get him near the line of scrimmage, but the extra effort by Cooper Hike, it's now 1st and goal for the Thunder at the 3-yard line. What a drive being assembled here by the Thunder to kick things off tonight. Started at their own 36-yard line. They convert 2 fourth downs, and now they swing it here to Gavin Kane. He cuts it up. He's close to the end zone, waiting for the signal, and he is just shy of it. So barely out the goal line for a gain of about 2.5 yards on a little sweep action to Gavin Kane. So he's being utilized quite a bit on this opening drive, but now 2nd and goal at the 1. Uphouse is under center. Kane in motion from left to right. They give it to Hike. He falls forward across the goal line, and he is in for the Nemaha Central touchdown. They take nearly 7 minutes off the clock here in the opening quarter, and a touchdown drive that started from their own 36, and it's Cooper Hike from a yard out, his 36th touchdown of the year, and a 6-0 start here for Nemaha Central.
You got to think they're probably going to go for 2 here. We saw it the last time these two teams matched up. Nemaha Central, they ran that center, 2 guards, quarterback, running back, and put everybody else out to the left. 1 guy on the far right. We'll see if that's what they do here. It kind of hurt Sabetha last time because Sabetha wasn't really able to cover everything. So if you're Nemaha Central, you got to think that's what they're going to come out here with, but we'll see.
These are big plays in games of this magnitude. Nemaha Central, they were 3-for-3 on two-point conversions in the first meeting. They're going to go for two here to try to make it 8-0. They'll toss it right. It's Cooper Hike trying to get to the edge. He does get the edge, and he is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So a toss right, and he spreads it all the way to the corner. And just inside the pylon, Hike caps off that touchdown drive with a two-point conversion at 5:06 remaining in the quarter. An 8-0 Nemaha Central lead. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
It's a 64-yard touchdown drive capped off by Cooper Hike. A one-yard run and a two-point conversion makes an 8-0 Nemaha Central lead. Here with 5:06 left in the opening quarter, that drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire at Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So the first drive for Nemaha Central, and they convert two short fourth down conversions en route to that touchdown. Cooper Hike is 36th touchdown of the year. And here's the kickoff for Nemaha Central from right to left. And it's dropped by middle for Sabetha, and he has to take a knee. And not a good start for Sabetha. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 16-yard line.
You can tell he wanted to just run with it before he secured the catch. Best thing to do in a game like this, just make sure you catch it first. If you get hit, you get hit. You just got to be able to secure that ball, especially now that you're already down by 8 points.
Well, we talked about Colin Menold and what he's done the last few weeks with the absence of Josh Herman. He had a 200-yard-plus game a couple of weeks ago here early on in the playoffs, and him and Jonathan Renier going to be utilized a lot tonight with no Josh Herman. So the first possession here for the Blue Jays. 5:03 to go first quarter, 8-0 Nemaha Central. And they do go to Colin Menold over the right guard. He gets across the 20 out to the 22 for a gain of about 6 yards. So a good pickup by Colin will make it second down and 4 at the 22.
This is a big-time drive for Sabetha at first, because a long drive like that from Nemaha Central with ball control, you might not get a lot of possession in the second quarter because it could carry over. Nemaha Central gets the ball back quick. They could put together another long drive.
With the cold and bitter temperatures, both teams love to run the ball. You figured that possessions would be kind of limited here tonight. And now Colin Menold again, and he doesn't get away from Cooper Hike. He is ripped down. Also, Connor Dieters was in on the stop. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage at best. Maybe a yard. They'll give him one to the 23. But a big third and three coming up here for the Blue Jays offense.
And you can see it there right after the snap when Garber went to turn the hand at the middle. Middle slipped and fell right before the handoff there. Otherwise, he possibly could have got a couple yards on the play just slipping and falling. It gave Hike enough time to get through the hole and be able to make the tackle in the backfield.
Matthew Garber, the senior quarterback leading the charge for the Blue Jays. He's thrown for 781 yards this year, 15 touchdowns as well. But a big third down and three coming up here for the Blue Jays. Garber's going to give it to Renier left side, and he's going to get close to the first down, but I don't know if he got the extra push, and I think Nemaha Central held here, which would lead to a fourth and 1 yard scenario, and they're going to say he is short at the 25. So he needs the 26 for a first down, and now a huge play if Sabetha goes for it here. But it looks like Sabetha is right now setting to punt it away, which would be a huge stop for the Thunder.
And we talked it before we went on air. Maybe, you know, this to open the kitchen sink here. You know, you got nothing to lose. You're playing to get to the state title. It could be a fake punt or some sort here, but they're just going to punt it away.
They do just punt it away. They don't put anybody back. Nemaha Central does take a friendly Sabetha bounce, and it's going to roll and die at about the 27-yard line. So talk about a perfect start for Nemaha Central. They take 7 minutes off the clock on their opening drive. They score 8 with the two-point conversion, and now they hold Sabetha to 3 and out. And now this is the second drive of the game for Nemaha Central. They certainly have the control right now, and Sabetha's defense is going to need to stiffen up a little bit and try to get a stop.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, you're happy with the punt and the roll and the fact that they weren't back there to return it. The only downside, though, is you think about they used 7 minutes in, you know, the first drive. You're just giving them longer field to waste even more clock.
So the Thunder now with their second possession of the game, 8-0 their lead, 2:50 left here in this first quarter. And that one's batted down at the line of scrimmage. They try that little RPO pass again to the far side. And that's Davis Roque, the senior, getting a hand on it and knocking that one away.
We've seen a lot of short passing from Nemahal when they're not running the ball, but in that first drive, they didn't just use Hike. They used Uphouse effectively running the ball, and that takes some of the pressure off Pike and adds another weapon to the Nemahal Central offense. Let's see what he can do on this drive if he uses his legs again.
Uphouse in the pistol with Hike behind him, trips right, second down and 10 at the 27-yard line. 8-0 Nemahal Central late first quarter. Trip to the state championship game is on the line, and getting into the backfield and throwing down Uphouse is Severin, the nose guard. How about that play from the 6'1", 330-pound senior nose guard? And Brendan Severin comes up with a huge play. It's a loss of about 7 yards all the way back to the 20-yard line, now third and long.
I was kind of nervous they might get a face mask there. He had a high grab there on Uphouse. He faked the pitch, and he was going to throw it back to Hike, I believe, on the near side. Severin got him up high, just didn't get the face mask. So big play for Sabetha. Now you have him way behind the chains on a team that does not like to pass the ball.
Severin, his second sack of the season, makes it third down and 17 at the 20-yard line here for Nemaha Central. Uphouse back to pass. He'll take a shot down the middle of the field. It is caught at midfield by Gavin Kane. What a throw on the money. And jumping up and high-pointing that catch was Kane up to the 50. It's a gain of 33 yards and a first down on third and long.
If you're the defense, that hurts. You get that big sack there. You make it third and about 17 yards to go. You have two guys there. Just a great pass by Uphouse and an even better catch by Gavin Kane.
On third and 17, a 33-yard pass to Gavin Kane sets up the Thunder first and 10 at midfield. 1:45 left to go opening quarter. Here's a give to Hike. Not much. He'll get a yard or two at best into Sabetha territory at the 49. So they give him one. Second down and 9 coming up. We're down to 90 seconds left here in this first quarter. Great start for the Thunder, an 8-0 lead with the ball. So the first drive saw the Thunder converts a couple of fourth downs en route to that touchdown, and the Thunder score here on this drive. You can point certainly to that third and 17 conversion. They go to Hike again, left side, shy of the 45 at the 46, another short gain of 3. And a third down play coming up about third and 6.
And like they did on the two-point conversion, they had the big senior right guard, Connor Dieters, line up at the fullback position. They brought in Reese Gary, the sophomore, to play right guard, and he just came off the field. So Dieters being utilized in the backfield as a lead blocker, kind of like a Trent Williams kind of situation that the 49ers do.
They really put a lot of beef in the backfield with Cooper Hike, and that's why it's been one of the most successful running teams here in all of 2A. Uphouse is now in some trouble. He has to get rid of it. He throws it, and it's
caught.
I believe it's intercepted. It is. Christian McAfee with the interception. Wow, what a play by the Sabetha Blue Jays defense.
And that right there, play like that out of Christian McAfee, it's going to light a fire under your team because the rest of the players are going to see that, and they're going to say, he's got the will. He wants to try to come out here and win this game to try to go to state. He wants to try to knock these guys off. Let's get like him. Let's go out here and see if we can't get something going.
And that was an impressive catch from McAfee. I didn't know if he was going to go over there because Jacob Grin, the big 6'2", 270 junior, laid a big hit on Uphouse as he threw. I didn't know if McAfee was going to go over the catch, but an impressive catch and a big momentum swing at the end of the first.
Absolutely huge for the Blue Jays. So they take over down 8-0 late here in the first quarter. Now Garber's going to take a shot. Ball's in the air near side. Some hand battling, and it's incomplete as they were looking for Marcus Bauman here on the near sideline, and it was well covered by Nemaha Central. It was Aiden Brockstrom who was able to get a hand on it. Now second and 10.
That was just good down the field coverage there. Just a straight fly route being ran. Just good coverage down the field right there. And it's a big play for Nemaha Central after throwing an interception to break up a play like that.
Well, I like the Blue Jays taking a shot there on first down. They certainly gave an opportunity there for Bauman, one of the leading receivers here for the Blue Jays. And now here's Renier trying to string one to the outside. He's hit by Carter Hike, and then he's dropped down by Dieters on the play. I think Abe Hilbert in there as well, and just a short gain of a yard. And now a third and long scenario here for the Blue Jays, third down and 9. still on their half of the field, needing a nice play here to try to keep the chains moving.
It'll be third and long coming out to start the second quarter, but a good job stringing the play out there by Newmont Central defense.
So it will be the end of the first quarter. We have seen a 64-yard touchdown drive. Cooper Hike, a one-yard run with a two-point conversion. It's an 8-0 Nemaha Central lead. Third down play coming up for the Blue Jays when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sabetha's annual window opening community event is Friday, November 25th, and you'll definitely want to stop by Village Sampler. Take 20% off all inventory all day, and Village Sampler will stay open until 8 p.m. Shop all things Christmas, from gifts, florals, decor, and so much more. Check out home holiday decor, candles, silk arrangements, and foaming hand soaps and lotions. Plus, they always have fresh flowers. Village Sampler in downtown Sabetha invites you to stop by for 20% off on Friday, November 25th, as they stay open until 8 p.m. for the window opening event.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
To a semifinal here in Seneca, Nemaha Central, an 8-0 lead over Sabetha. Battle of Big Seven teams tonight. Trip to the state championship game on the line. So we start the second quarter. A big 3rd-and-9 coming up here for the Blue Jays. And it's Garber back to pass and a huge shot downfield. And it's tipped and it's incomplete. It was thrown into double coverage as Cooper Hike was in on the play. And they were looking for Davis Roki. So they took a couple of shots here on this drive. But after the interception, the Thunder defense are going to hold and force another Blue Jays punt.
That was a really interesting play call because he was just looking at him the entire time. I mean, he had good protection up front. I thought maybe he could have taken off and tried to get some yard, Garber. But he just was staring down his receiver the entire time, threw it in double coverage, and it falls to the ground. You have to punt again. So offensively, you haven't got anything going yet.
It's a high snap, and it's Chase Fry to punt it away from right to left. And another Sabetha-friendly bounce on the punt. So two possessions for the Blue Jays and two punts. That punt's going to settle inside the 25 at the 23. And Nemaha Central will take over. First down and 10. An 8-0 lead here to start the second quarter. We saw a touchdown on the opening drive for the Thunder. Then we saw a punt by Sabetha. They went 3 and out. And then the Thunder throwing an interception up house, an interception by McAfee, and then another 3 and out for the Blue Jays. Early portions of the second quarter, 8-0 Thunder. Trying to get you some other scores from around the state. Again, we have 5 area teams still alive, 2 of which, of course, here playing in this 2-way semifinal. Here's Cooper Hike, first carry on this drive. He is tripped up for a yard at best. Good tackle there inside. Aiden Lang in on the stop. Also saw Severin in there again, who's making some plays at the nose guard position. Second down and 9 at the 24-yard line. Nemaha Central trying to win a title for the first time since 2019. Sabetha's had some great success, and now here's Uphouse on a keeper. Gets across the 25, out to the 26 for a gain of 3. So another third down here. Third down and about 6 yards to go, and another chance for the Blue Jays defense to get off the field.
And if you're the Blue Jays defense, you just want anyone but Cooper Hike to try and beat you on offense. You're going to challenge everybody else. You're going to try and do something to beat the game. And Uphouse did that on the first drive. That's what helped him score that touchdown. But you're going to bet on your defense to stop everyone else along with Hike.
So a big third down. It is 3rd down and 6 at the 26 officially. Thunder moving left to right here in the second quarter. A knee-high snap by Uphouse. He's rolling to the near side and trying to get away from some pressure. Now he throws it. It is caught. I think it is. It's going to be a catch and a first down. How about that? Across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 10 yards. and a first down. It's Blake Stahlbaumer with the big catch, his 10th of the year, and a big third down conversion by the Thunder. You feel like with every conversion like that for this Nemaha Central offense, you just feel like it's an opportunity for them to just continue to kind of bleed that clock when they can. Obviously, the clock has stopped here with Stahlbaumer going out of bounds, but they're going to keep it methodical, and they're going to try to take away as much time as they can and limit those possessions. First and 10, another low snap. It's Cooper Hike trying to bounce it to the outside, near side. A flag is thrown late in the vicinity of holding. We'll see what the call is. Noel Niehuis in on the stop for Sabetha. But after a short gain of about 3, we'll see what the penalty is. And it is holding against Nemaha Central. So the first flag of the game at the 10-11 mark here in the second quarter. And a big one for the Thunder. It's going to back them up 10 yards. There are some impressive players on this offensive line here for Nemaha Central. Such a big credit to the run game. Guys like Holden Bass, Connor Dieters, Abe Hilbert. Just big bodies, and they can move you. Now another tough scenario here, though, for the Thunder. Now they're going to be backed up. It's going to be first and long. It'll be first and about 20 to go. So now officially back to the 26-yard line. So first and long coming up. 10 minutes, 11 seconds to go until halftime. Nemaha Central an 8-0 lead here at home against Sabetha. They face here first and 20 at their own 26 after the penalty. Up house in the gun, Hike to his right. Takes the snap. And Uphouse is going to fake it to Hike, keep it himself, trying to get some of those penalty yards back. He'll get about 7 here across the 30 to about the 33. So a second and long scenario coming up, second down and 13. Just trying to chip away at it, give themselves a much more manageable third down scenario.
They've given that look a couple times as an option with Hike, and most, I think every time, actually, they've gone after Hike and just tried to tackle him, and that lets Uphouse run. I think Sabetha would prefer that instead of letting Hike get free.
Second down and 13 from the 33. Uphouse in the gun by himself. Sabetha showing some pressure. They do get some pressure. Uphouse keeps it himself, gets away from the first level, and breaks another tackle, trying to get to the outside, and he's finally brought down, but a good gain of about 10 yards. It'll bring up third down and about 3, just shy of the 45. As Matthew Garber brings him down, and that could have been a bigger play if he was able to get away from Garber there as he went down the middle and then cuts it up to the outside left and makes a nice game. Now third and 3, just shy of the 45. 9 minutes to go until halftime. Thunder on the move again, an 8-0 lead. Looking towards the sideline, Uphouse maybe changing the play here at the line of scrimmage. Uphouse in the pistol. Here on third and 3. Takes the snap. He's going to drop back to pass. Hike in the slot. Now he's going to take a deep shot downfield, and that is incomplete. But the flag is thrown, and this should be pass interference. They were looking for Gavin Kane, and it was Noel Niehuis in coverage.
Looks like he kind of got beat on the double move and was just ran into Kane trying to get back on the coverage, and probably be pass interference. I think they already made the call.
It's one of those scenarios where the defensive back just doesn't have the, or they have their back turned and they don't get an opportunity to turn back and make a play on the ball.
And you could see right before he made contact, he looked back, looked right at where the ball was coming in at. If he just stands there, then Kane has to come back and try to go through him to get the ball. Niehuis, you might not be able to get the pick, just try to knock it down. That's all you have to do there, but you get the flag, and it was huge because it was an incomplete pass. You might have to force a punt, but now they get automatic first down on your side of the field.
Now it's into Sabetha territory. First and 10 at the 41-yard line. Nemaha Central on the move here in the second quarter, trying to build on an 8-0 lead. Hike on the carry, and he is stuck by Renier at the 35. And it looks like they'll mark him right there. Another good gain on first down of about 6 yards. Second down and 4 after the nice gain by Cooper Hike. The clock continues to grind at 8:15. And counting here in the second quarter. Southeast of Saline and Kingman, the other semifinal here in Class 2A. Trying to get a score update there. Championship game next week will be in Salina. Here's Uphouse. They want to run option. Right. Late pitch. It's Hike. It's across the line of scrimmage, but he's stuck up after a gain of a couple. And it's ripped away by Chase Fry, but it was well after Hike was considered down. It's going to be... And a couple of yards there by Cooper Hike. It'll be third down. Correction. The third and about two to go at the 33-yard line.
You have to think this is, again, fourth down territory for the Thunder.
Well, they've been able to convert at a pretty solid rate tonight as far as third downs, and even on fourth down, they've been very efficient as well. Multiple fourth down conversions, and they'll give it to Hike, and just the body control and just finding his way forward for another first down inside the 25. And another big first down carry by Hike. He gets to the 22-yard line as the Thunder approaching the red zone once again.
And that's just as simple as you can get. You line up Hike at the fullback position about 2 yards behind quarterback Uphouse, and you just hand it off in a straight dive play, and he's picking up 10 yards carrying bodies with him.
Again, he's approaching 1,800 yards this season. His touchdown in the first quarter, his 36th of the season. Hike averaging 160 rush yards per game coming into this one. 6:42, clock moving second quarter. First and 10 here for Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 22. They'll give it to Hike again out of the shotgun set. Breaks a tackle inside the 15 and a big run down to the 11 for a first down. Now just grinding it down now here on this drive. And this drive started at Nemaha's own 23-yard line. And now a big gain there and a first down and just outside the 10, so not quite goal to go yet. So it's first and 10 at the 11 for Nemaha Central. Double tight set. Uphouse under center. Kane now in motion to the left side. They give it to Hike. Another straight, simple fullback dive. He'll get to the 10, and that's it. So he's pushed back. Good pursuit up front by the Sabetha defensive line, but it's a gain of a yard. It's now second and 9 at the 10-yard line.
It looked like Severon, the nose guard, was the one to get first contact and kind of slow him down, wrapping up to allow for the gang tackle there. So another big play by the nose guard has made a couple already tonight.
We have three Big 7 teams still alive in the playoffs here tonight. Of course, Holton in 3A taking on Hayden tonight. And, of course, you have Sabetha Nemaha Central here. But what a season it's been for the Big 7, as you could have potentially two out of this league in state championship games next week. Guaranteed at least one. And now a pre-snap penalty, and it's going to be a false start against Nemaha Central, so that backs them up to the 15-yard line, and we'll replay second down. But how crucial is this now for the Sabetha defense? You get a little bit of help here with the penalty, and Logan, you mentioned it's arguably, you would expect probably four down territory here at this point, but you get those 5 yards there, you get a chance here for Sabetha. If you can make a stop here, keep them behind the chains, and get another third and long scenario, you have a chance to get a stop. Four wide receivers, two to each side. Uphouse in the gun, takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. He's going to take off. He rolls to his left, and he'll get across the 10, so he gets a few back. He'll get the penalty yards back. And back to that original line of scrimmage before the penalty, so now it's third and 9 at the 10-yard line.
And Brandon, right quick, back to your point, you could have two Big 7 League schools next week at state championships in Class 3A and 2A. Here's the funny thing about Class 3A. The last 4 years, Andale's won 3A state championships.
That's
the last
right.
4 years. If they win the night, they're back in it. If Holton would hang on and beat Hayden the night, Andale could face a Big 7 League school three of their five state runs. Because they played Perry 2 years in a row
right.
and beat them for two of them. If they get Holton this year, that's three of the five.
Well, Andale's just been the story for a number of years now in 3A. Now a big third and 9 play, and to the flat, it's caught by Cooper Hike, and the ball was nearly stripped. He's going to be forced out at about the 5. But it's going to be fourth down coming up. Or correction, that was Carter Hike.
Stahlbaum, I believe.
Oh, Blake Stahlbaum, correct. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, him and Hike are built pretty similar in 8 and 9, you know. Hard.
Those jerseys are
yeah.
scrunched up, so
yeah.
8 and 9 look pretty close.
Well,
but it was
are,
Stahlbaum,
yeah.
his second catch. They get him in the flat, and it was a low throw. And now fourth down and 2 coming up at the 3-yard line. So now an opportunity here for the Blue Jays to get a stop as the Thunder, who converted two fourth downs on their first drive en route to a touchdown. Now Uphouse from the three on fourth and two. He'll take the snap, toss to Hike, and he is hit and he is dropped, and I don't think he got there. He did not.
And I was just going to say, this is just similar to the first game. Can Sabathia get the big goal line stop? And they had Cooper Dieters at the fullback position, but they got around him, and three guys were to make the tackle there for Hike. So that's a turnover on downs and interception.
Wow.
But you got to get your offense going now if you're Sabathia. You can double up here near the end of the half. You get the ball coming out big time here. You got to put together a drive because you've gone 2-3 and out so far. So you want this right here.
So all three drives for Nemaha Central, you had the first one that was a touchdown plus the two. They were moving it well before the interception, and now they grind all the way down the field. They get fourth down and two from the three, and they are left out of the end zone. 8-0 Nemaha Central, under 4 minutes to go until halftime. Now Sabetha has a long way to go at their own two. And a big play up the middle, and a good play there. It's Christian McAfee to the 16-yard line, and a big play to get Sabetha out the backs of their own end zone.
And one thing you're seeing with Nemaha Central's defense here tonight, single play defensively Nemaha Central has ran, have they had a player that's off the ball 10 yards or more. They're all within 10 yards of the football. If you're Sabetha and you can get a guy, you know, sneak backside, get open, you could have him beat.
McAfee gets 14 on that carry there to the 16, so a first down, and now McAfee again out of the backfield, and he breaks away from a couple tackles, and he fights his way up near the 25. So how about Christian McAfee? Back-to-back plays. We've seen Colin Minnell, Jonathan Renier, but now they're using the lanky Christian McAfee out of the backfield, and he's running with some heat.
And we saw it last year in a couple games where he broke free. If he gets loose, he can take it. He's got some speed, especially with his size. You don't, if you're in Nemaha Central, you got to be able to make sure you secure the tackle on him as well.
He caught the lone touchdown pass in the first meeting. Now it's a pass play here as Garber rolls to his right, finds it in the flat, and it's incomplete. I think they were looking for Renier out of the backfield. They were. So now third down and two coming up at the 25-yard line.
On one of those pass plays, they rolled it out. I'm just waiting for Matthew Garber to take off and run and pick up some yards and use his legs because he's had a couple opportunities. He's relied on using his arms, and I don't think they have a completion yet, but I feel like sometime soon he's going to make a big run using his legs on a play like that.
Garber, 31 carries, just 87 yards coming into this game, so he doesn't run it a whole lot, but a big first down. Colin Minold is able to get this first down across the 30. They run it to him right side, and good push by the Sabetha offensive line. It's out to the 31-yard line, so another big first down. We're down to 2:38 left to go here in the quarter. You certainly do not want to give the Thunder any other chance here in this half to touch the ball. Now, worst case, if you're Sabetha, you can take it 8-0 into the half, but you still have an opportunity to get some points here. Menold carry right, across the 35, out to the 36 for a gain of 5. Clock continues to move now at 2:15. It's going to be second down and 5. They need the 41 for a first down. Still a long way to go, though, to the end zone.
I think the advantage Manold has running the ball is he's so small compared to all the guys out there. He gets behind those big offensive linemen. You can't spot where he's at and can't wrap him up. And that's led to a couple of the successful runs they've had. He's just staying behind his linemen, using his blockers very well.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, he busted for over 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now Garber's going to take a shot deep down the middle of the field, and it is caught. And a big play here for the Blue Jays offense, and finally wrestled down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. Marcus Bauman, his 11th catch of the year, and boy, is it a big one for the Blue Jays.
Just ran a post route there, and he shook his defender, had a nice step to the outside, forced his hips, and he was able to get to the inside, and Garber put it right on him, and a big-time play for Sabetha. Now you're down the field, and you have plenty of time to operate with three timeouts.
1:40 clock moving, and as you mentioned, all the time in the world with three timeouts left. Oh, and now a fumble, and Minold is able to jump on it, but it's going to be a huge loss. But now Nemaha says they have the ball. And now I think, again, it looked to be that Minold, yeah, he did jump on it, but this is a big loss for the Blue Jays all the way back.
Beth is going to call a timeout. I don't think that play call, it looked like Reiner was supposed to get the toss, but he was running out to block. So some miscommunication, it cost you 10 yards, and now you're calling timeout to say, hey, who had the miscommunication there? You're trying to figure it out.
A loss of 10. They were trying to run a toss near side left and just a botched exchange on that toss. And it's booted back for a 10-yard loss. So now you're back to second and 20 at the 37.
And if there is, obviously there's no plus side of that because you lose all that yardage. But if you have to say there's a plus side, at least it was on first down. It wasn't on, you know, third down or even worse, maybe fourth down.
Again, at worst for Sabetha, you head into the half down 8-0. You don't want to give Nemaha Central a check here late in this first half. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, you try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Well, now what do you do here? It's second and 20. You're backed up to the 37 in Nemaha Central. You're down to 1:25 left here in the half. You got two timeouts left now. And expect four down territory. But again, you got to be wary with it because even if you give 30 or 40 seconds to Nemaha Central and, you know, they still have a timeout or two in their pocket, you know they're going to take a shot and try to get some points.
I think you just try and get about half of it here. You don't have to get it all back. Just try and get about 10. Make it third and manageable and you have two downs to get it. So don't need the big one here.
Minute 25 left in the half. 8-0 Nemaha Central. Big second down and 20 play, and they're going to run a little draw play to Menold. He gets away from one, and he's going to be able to get a few extra yards after contact as Carter Hike's able to bring him down. But he gets about seven of it back. Or correction, Stahlbomber in on the stop. So he gets down to around the 30, so now it's going to be third down and 13 after a gain of about seven. So not quite all the penalty yards back, and now a timeout as Sabetha will burn their second with a minute 16 left, third and long coming up.
That was some poor tackling by Stahlbomber. He had middled for maybe a yard or two, and he let the way smaller runner there just carry him for 4 or 5 yards, and now you're looking about third and 13 is what they say on the scoreboard, but you get about seven here, and you probably feel comfortable going for it on fourth and five.
Well, we knew it would be a battle, no doubt. We knew the possessions, those were going to be limited here in a game of this magnitude with both these teams very successful at running the football, and Nemaha Central got the ball first. They had a 64-yard touchdown drive with Cooper Hike finding the end zone. Then he also added the two-point conversion. But since that first drive, we have seen a three-and-out, an interception, another three-and-out, and then a turnover on down. So really both these defenses are standing up and making some big plays here. As, again, this is only now the sixth possession of the game, and we're closing in on the end of the first half here with the Thunder again up 8-0.
Yeah, and to kind of tie what Trent and Brandon, what both of you guys mentioned here towards the end of this first half, Brandon, you mentioned it, Sabetha, you know, at worst you might go in the halftime down 8-0.
And you'll get the ball to start the second
point,
half. Second half.
You know, even if you don't score here and you're 8-0 at halftime, you come out in the second half, you score a touchdown, you got it tied up. You score a touchdown here, you know, get the ball after halftime, you have a chance to take the lead, we'll see what happens.
So a flag on this play, they give it to Menold, who has a nice run inside the 20, be a yard shy of the first down. But I think this is a penalty against Sabetha.
Did they pick the flag up?
Did they pick the flag up? I don't know.
I don't see it on the field. Did they pick it up, maybe? And maybe he already picked it up and was going over to talk to the white hat. It looked like it was right around the snap, so.
Looks like the near side official that threw the flag is signaling offsides, but no, they're going to call a legal shift. So Sabetha negate that play. It would have been fourth down and a yard, and now they call Sabetha for an illegal shift. So how big of a penalty is that for the Blue Jays?
You know, he caught him off guard. That Nemaha Central probably expecting the pass, and you run a little draw-like play up the middle, and you almost pick up the first down, but now you're backed up to third and 18.
So do you see a similar play call? Do you want to keep the clock moving? Because if you throw an incomplete pass, you're going to give Nemaha Central a real chance now. There's a minute 10 to go, and they still have all three of their timeouts.
If you're Sabetha, do you see a couple receivers on the outside? Do you run a screen pass to the running back, get a quick completion, and just let him try to get as many yards as he can to get that clock running, and you don't try to force anything downfield?
I just think you've got to want to run something here that's going to keep the clock moving. At least at best, you force Nemaha Central to burn one of their timeouts. And now here on third and 18, one of the officials waiting for the signal. Now we're ready to go. So two receivers to the far side right, two in the backfield here with Garber, and they do throw a nice little screen to the far side. It's caught and well short of the first down, but the penalty yardage is back. It's going to be about fourth and 10 here.
And he was knocked out of bounds. That does look like a free timeout for Nemaha Central, but I think you're far enough down the field where you're going to go for it. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to punt here. It's not much benefit. So you're going to go for it here I think that was the play design there, was even if you did go out of bounds, you're getting about half of what you needed.
And they did run that screen to Davis Roque, who had a nice run after catch there, but it's going to be 4th and 11. The clock is stopped at 104, so we got out of bounds, so that's almost a positive there for Nemaha Central.
And if you're the biggest thing for Sabetha, if you're a receiver, tight end, running back, and you go out and pass route here, you don't have to go for it all. Just get past the first down marker, find a zone, set, and let Matthew Garber find you and make sure you secure the catch.
I think we might see a Nemaha Central timeout, and we do. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll step aside real quick for a break. It is 8-0 Nemaha Central, late first half. We're back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
When you work with diesel-powered vehicles, you work hard. You need a diesel that works just as hard as you do, like Cenex Premium Diesel. With a more complete additive package for a more complete burn, you might say it's the smartest way to fill. In other words, Cenex Premium Diesel works hard and smart at the same time. Now, typical number 2 diesel, on the other hand, let's just say it tries hard. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Colin in studio. We got Trenton. We got Logan. We got 64 seconds left in the first half. Sabetha with a 4th-and-11 play coming up. You know, we were talking a little bit as we were coming back from this break. What do you do here if you're Sabetha? You're down 8-0. You're down to one timeout, but 4th-and-11 here at the Nemaha Central 27. You take a shot. If you don't get it, you give the Thunder an opportunity with a couple of timeouts to maybe maneuver their way downfield for some points. What do you see here?
You just got to, again, if you're a receiver here, get past the first down marker so you're beyond it. Find a zone, set, and let Matthew Garber get a good throw to you.
Here's Garber, 4th-and-11. He does take a shot. It's Bauman towards the end zone. It is tipped incomplete,
ooh,
but a flag is thrown.
Wow.
And he doesn't.
Aiden Brockstrom was in coverage. It looked to be pretty good coverage, and it almost looked like Bauman had come away with that catch, but it was knocked away at the last minute. The penalty flag is thrown, and that's going to save Sabetha here on this drive. Pass interference against Brockstrom.
And he was not happy about that flag when he turned around and saw it.
And
still talking to the ref.
It looked like good coverage, but I think he might have got his hand in there just a little bit. And it's not like the NFL, so it won't be from the one-yard line, but I do believe they get about half the distance, so you're sitting around 1st and 10 from about the 12 or so, if you're Sabetha.
So a huge penalty on 4th and 11, a pass interference. It keeps this drive alive, and it will be 1st and 10 at the Nemaha Central 12. So not goal to go yet. 58 seconds remaining. Sabetha trying to get on the board here late in the first half. They're down 8-0. Garber under center. He'll drop back. Now he throws it to the far side. It's incomplete. Preston Michael, the intended receiver. It stops the clock at 54 seconds, and now 2nd down and 10 from the 12.
That looks like a good throw from Garber on that out route. Just looks like he got his hands up there a little too late to try and catch it. And just trying to get out of bounds on a quick out play and get you down to about the 2 or 3 yard line, but they're sitting 2nd and 10 from the 12.
Well, you caught the break with the pass interference penalty to keep this drive alive and convert that 4th and 11. But now you essentially have 3 plays to get 12 yards. You could still get the first down at the 2. So 2nd and 10, Garber back to pass. Now he's rolling to his right. He throws it. It's caught near the first down. Bauman breaks a tackle, and he's into the end zone, or he's going to be shy of it.
He fumbled it before he got in, but I think he's going to be inside the 1 yard line.
So he fumbled it out of bounds, and it's going to be 1st and goal for Sabetha at about the 1 yard line.
And lucky for Sabetha that didn't go out through the end zone, because that would have been a touchback.
I think that's what the refs are actually talking about right now.
I mean, that official on the far side was right in front of him, too. I think he had a good look at it.
Well, they're placing it at the 1, so.
Lucky that an Nemaha Central player did not pick that up and go the other way with it, and that was a walk-in touchdown, just lost the handle on it. You're really in a good spot now for Sabetha, though.
So now it's 1st and goal at the 1, a chance for Sabetha to get on the board an inch closer here to the Thunder. They give it to Colin Menold, right side, and it's untouched into the end zone for the Blue Jays touchdown. This drive started at their own 2-yard line, and a 98-yard touchdown drive is capped off by Colin Menold. A 1-yard touchdown run, 43.5 seconds left in this first half, now an 8-6 ball game.
And Sabetha's going to kick the extra point here, try to go down 1 going in half. Again, you get ball after halftime, you go down the field and score again, you get the lead.
How about that response from the Sabetha offense after getting the big fourth down stop, getting it at your own 2-yard line and maneuvering a 98-yard drive? And now the extra point looking to be added here for Sabetha as the hold is down, the kick is up, and it is good. 43.5 seconds left, and Sabetha is on the board. What a first half. Thunder lead at 8-7. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
A 98-yard touchdown drive by Sabetha. And they kick the extra point. So Nemaha Central still in front, but it's now an 8-7 game with 43.5 seconds left in this first half. Brandon, Colin, Logan, Trenton here with you as well. Our game of the week here on KNZA is one of these two Big 7 teams. Find their way to a state championship game next week. And, again, just an absolute much-needed drive by the Blue Jays. Again, 98 yards. Colin Menold finds the end zone for a fourth time this season. So here's the kickoff from right to left and a little squib kick here by Sabetha. It's going to be taken by the up man. I think it's Broxterman. And look at what you got here now. 40 seconds to go. A couple timeouts for Nemaha Central, and they got it at their own 45.
It looked like that might have been Stahlbomber. I like that. Squib kick, though, that keeps the ball away from Hike. You know, he could break one, even though he's a big guy, he's hard to bring down, but he does have some decent speed. But good field position for Nemaha Central with three timeouts.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing about that kick is you give him great field position. They still got two timeouts, a couple deep shots. They could get another touchdown here before halftime.
That's right, they used that timeout on defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did use that one right before that fourth down play, which ultimately turned into a pass interference and led to the Sabetha touchdown. 8-7, Thunder by one, late first half. They have 40 seconds to go, first and 10 at their own 45. Uphouse takes a good snap, rolls to his right, comes this way, and that one looked to be just right out of his hand, just awkwardly incomplete. Well short of Gavin Kane near the Sabetha 45, stops the clock at 36 seconds left. It's going to be second down and 10.
And you guys, as well as I do, know it's cold out there. You got to wonder if maybe his hand, you know, not wearing a glove on it, you know, trying to keep it warm. Gets a little cool trying to grip that football and trying to be able to throw it. Gets a little bit tougher as the game goes on, as it gets later and colder in the game.
Look, you see college and NFL players, when it's bitter cold like this, they have no problems not wearing sleeves. But I credit half the kids out here for Sabetha Nemaha Central rocking no sleeves. So a game where it was 19 degrees at kickoff, it is bitter cold here in Seneca. Here's a second and 10 play here for Uphouse, and now he's in some trouble. He throws it, and it's going to be caught at the 47-yard line of Sabetha. What a roll, what a catch, and a first down there.
Did he come back short?
Or it's going to be short, I beg your pardon,
by about
short
a
the
yard.
First down.
No, wow, they gave him 2 or 3 yards short, so he came back a little farther than I thought, but it's going to be third down.
It was Stahlbomber who came back and made the catch, and that was a difficult throw, really running away from pressure and able to get 7 yards there, so it's going to be third down, and we'll call it a short three. With
David,
30 seconds to go.
If David Throke had a shot, he could have picked that. He could have took it back and possibly get Sabetha another shot.
Here's a knee-high snap, up out with a little bit of a fake. Now looking left, now rolling left, trying to direct some traffic. He's running out of time. He's being chased. He gets to the edge. He has the first down, and he runs out of bounds. With 20.9 seconds left, a first down run there by Uphouse, now to the Sabetha 44-yard line.
But the only problem with that is that took 10 seconds off the clock. You know, trying to set up a deep shot, and you end up just running out of bounds for a pickup of 5, and you kill 10 seconds of the clock. Doesn't help you at all.
Well, we've seen a couple big plays from both of these teams. Would expect there's at least a good job by Uphouse to get out of bounds. You don't have to force one of those last two timeouts. You still have those two. So first and 10 inside the Sabetha 45 at about the 42. Uphouse takes a shotgun snap. He will take a shot way down the middle of the field. It's incomplete. Kane near the 5. And you take not quite 5 seconds off the clock there. So down to 15 ticks remaining. Going to be second down and 10 at the 42. Now, do you take another shot here? Do you see, try to get 6-7 yards? And that was a heck of a throw by Uphaus. He was close to hitting the end zone. I think as long as you don't lose any yardage here, you at least give yourself a shot at maybe a Hail Mary here in a couple of plays.
Well, remember, they still got 2 timeouts as well that they can utilize here with this 15 seconds. So you don't have to go for the, you know, the touchdown necessarily. Try to at least get the first down, reset the chains, and maybe call a couple of plays.
A 4-wide receiver set here with 15 seconds to go. Uphaus is going to keep it himself. He will get some yardage back, and he's tripped up. He's got a first down inside the 30. There's the timeout. So 9 seconds to go. A fresh set of downs here for the Thunder. Now they have it at the Sabetha 29. So a big gain of 13 yards on what looked to be a designed quarterback run by Braden Uphaus. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, we're down to 9.4 seconds remaining in this first half. It's been a good one so far, 8-7. Nemaha Central by 1. They scored on their first drive of the game. Cooper Hike, a 1-yard touchdown run. They made it 8-0 on a 2-point conversion. And then Sabetha with a huge stop on defense. And then a 98-yard touchdown drive just moments ago, capped off by Colin Minnell, the 1-yard run. And Sabetha did elect to kick the extra point to get it to 8-7. But now 9 seconds to go. You have a couple plays here potentially. Nemaha Central has it at the 29. And boy, it's a huge stretch here at the end of this first half here. If Nemaha Central is able to get anything on the board, that would almost be as back-breaking as you could get going into the break if you're the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and if I'm Coach Caleb Moeller for Sabetha, the defensive coach for the Blue Jays, I'm telling everybody but the D-line, I'm telling everybody else, you need to back up about, you know, 5 extra yards. Keep everything in front of you. Tell your D-line, you keep Uphaus in the pocket. If he wants to scramble, make him go straight upfield. Don't let him get to the outside. Because if he gets to the outside, obviously you only have 9 seconds. You don't want him to get out of bounds, make him use that last time out, have to chuck one to the end zone then.
Well, you certainly have a chance here to get maybe 5 or 6. What kind of play do they run here with 9 seconds left? Uphaus takes the snap, rolls to his right, dumps it. It is caught by Wade Leonard, and he's out of bounds at the 19 with 4.5 seconds to go. So they don't have to use that last time out, but at this point,
anyway,
this has to be the final play. So you get a shot at the end zone here. First down in 10 to go at the 19-yard line of Sabetha, officially at the 18.
If you're Sabetha, just make sure everyone's accounted for. You don't have to put everyone back at the goal line. It's not like a Hail Mary. You're 18 yards out. Make sure everyone's accounted for, and you have somewhat of a QB spy, so if Uphaus scrambles, he doesn't have an angle to the goal line. So just maybe institute a QB spy and make sure everyone's accounted for.
8-7, Nemaha Central by 1. What could be the final play of the first half? First and 10 at the Sabetha 18-yard line. 4.5 seconds to go. Uphaus takes a chest-high snap, rolling to his right, looking towards the end zone, now looking back the far side. There is the throw. It is batted in the air and incomplete. Incredible coverage by Matthew Garber, and that takes us to halftime. And we're looking for Wade Leonard towards the back left corner of the end zone, and it's batted away by Matthew Garber, and we got a 1-point game at the half. It is 8-7, Nemaha Central. A halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. It's 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Trip to the 2A state title game is on the line, and we got a good one in the bitter cold night here in Seneca. 8-7, Nemaha Central. We'll break it down when we come back here on Kansas Land Radio.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Wankland Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too.
Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
KNZA.
Halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Chapman with you from Seneca. Cold night and a trip to the 2A state title game is on the line, and we have a good one here. 8-7, Nemaha Central with the lead over Sabetha. Touchdown drives for both teams. Nemaha Central got the ball first, and they drove 64 yards and capped off by a Cooper Hike 1-yard touchdown run. They went for two and got it. So an early 8-0 lead. That first drive took nearly 7 minutes off the clock, but after that we saw punt, interception, another punt, a turnover on downs, and then Sabetha starting their last drive of the first half on their own 2-yard line, work a 98-yard touchdown drive. They got a little bit of help with a pass interference penalty on 4th and 11, which sets up essentially that touchdown run by Colin Minold. They also had a nice play from Matthew Garber to Marcus Bauman, which he nearly actually fumbled the ball out of the end zone, but fumbled at the 1, and Colin Minold was able to cap off that 98-yard touchdown drive with a 1-yard run. And Sabetha elected to go for 1, and they converted on the PAT. So an 8-7 lead here for Nemaha Central at the half. Again, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Trenton, you take a look at what we saw here in this first half, and the answer by the Blue Jays late in that second quarter, where they get the goal line stop on 4th down, and just such a huge swing. If you don't get that stop, you could be down, you know, you could be down 16-0 if Nemaha Central is able to score there, and you expect them to go for two pretty much every time. But, and then not only do you get the stop, but you go 98 yards in about 4 minutes. And I mentioned you get a little bit of help with that pass interference on 4th down, but you ultimately have to capitalize, and they sure did. And boy, we got a good one here at the half.
And they had a good run play to start the drive, and they had a pass down the field. So it's not like it was just that pass interference open. They had some big plays of their own, and definitely. I mean, that goal line stop was a momentum swing, and they decided to kick the extra point, which is fine. I mean, you get the ball coming out of the half. It's only 8-7. It's not that big of a deal. You just got to keep that momentum going, because you got to stop there at the end of the half and just carry that offensive momentum into the second half and keep gang tackling Cooper Hike when you have the opportunity to.
Possessions were very limited, as there was only 3 possessions in the first quarter, 3 possessions in the second quarter, and both teams, you know, outside of their touchdown drives, again, it was a tough sled and a couple 3-and-outs, a turnover on downs. Nemaha Central threw an interception on their second drive, but Betha was unable to capitalize on pretty good field position there. Again, it's been the running game, the line of scrimmage. These are two of the best line units, not only in the Big 7, but in the state when you look at Class 2A, just the size up front for both of these teams. We saw Brendan Severin get a sack for the Blue Jays defense early on in this game, and certainly both lines of scrimmage have been very, very stout for both of these teams early. Again, 8-7, Nemaha Central with the 1-point lead at the half. We'll take a look around and try to find you some other scores as our halftime coverage continues after this here on KNZA.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime continues here from Seneca, just outside Nemaha Central High School. Thunder and Blue Jays, an 8-7 Nemaha Central lead here at the half in this two-way semifinal. Let's run down some other scores from the area, and our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? You can find them online at holthouseautohouse.com. So, again, coming into the semifinals tonight, we still had five area teams in action, two of which, of course, playing here against each other, with Nemaha Central leading Sabetha 8-7. The other scores we have at the half in Class 3A, Hayden and Holton. Of course, another rematch from a game that was played in Week 7 in which Holton absolutely dominated Hayden in that first matchup. Certainly a different time or a different go-around this time, as Hayden currently leads at Holton 17-14 at the half. That game on our sister station, Care 93.7, also audio-only broadcast if you want to listen to it that way as well on the Holton channel. At MSCSports.net. Axtell, an eight-man Division II, of course, the defending state champs, 24 wins in a row. They got the number two-ranked team in Canton Galva in Axtell tonight, and we expected that one to be good. We talked about that pretty much being the state championship game, arguably the two best teams at the eight-man level in general. If you talk about Division I and Division II, you could argue Axtell and Canton Galva are number one and number two, and that's a 20-16 Axtell lead at the half. So the Eagles, again, trying to get back to a state championship game, but they're getting a heck of a ball game from the Eagles as well out of Canton Galva. So Hayden Holton, you have the battle of the Wildcats, and then Axtell and Canton Galva, you have the battle of the Eagles there. And then on KMZA 92.1, boys Centralia, how fun have they been this year? The big story, undefeated, the lone undefeated for the last few weeks in 1A, and they're getting a heavy dose of the St. Mary's Bears tonight, and the Bears leading that one 32-16 over the Panthers at the half. So Centralia certainly has a little bit of an uphill climb. We were there a couple weeks ago, saw St. Mary's against Troy. K-Preps had St. Mary's as their preseason number one. They got great talent. We saw how good they were on that really cold, wet night in St. Mary's, and Centralia seeing what we saw, I think, a couple of weeks ago when they played Troy.
Keller Hurla, I've seen on the social media that Keller Hurla's had a big game up there, so we saw how explosive he was. He didn't pass the ball a lot, but he used his legs so effectively. And, you know, Centralia's a run-heavy team, and we saw how St. Mary's was constantly in the backfield. A lot of tackles for losses against Troy, a big explosive offense. That's a defense that flies around. Probably the favorite in 1A if they're able to upend Centralia.
Yeah, of course, Centralia had the big win last week over Olpe, knocking out the two-time champs there, so we knew we were going to get another, or at least a new state champion here in 2022. In Class 1A, but yeah, I mean, the Bears have been really good. Their only losses this year to Rock Creek and Silver Lake, who are both very good teams from the Mid-East League. But St. Mary's leading that one again. That's on KMZA 92-1. That's 32-16 at the half. Do we got any other scores around the area?
Well, I know it's going to be important to the teams that are on the field here. Kingman is beating Southeast Saline. That's number one on K-Preps, the team that dropped down from 3A. And
Landale in the state title game last year in 3A. Now they're in 2A and undefeated.
And they've been number one in K-Prep ranking from the beginning of the year to now. And they're losing to Kingman on the road. Kingman's a good team. They're up 14-6. That game just started in the second half. It's a little bit ahead of our game, but that's a very important for these two teams. If Kingman's winning, they get the ball start the second half. I mean, Derby's winning. Dylan Edwards, former K-State commit, went to Notre Dame now. They're beating Manhattan 16-7. That was a good game in week one. I believe went to overtime that Manhattan won. But,
yep.
And Little River beat Burlingame 48-0. That was a big game. Cause Little
Eight-man Division One.
Yeah, in Division One, Little River's gone to their third state title game in a row for them. So that's pretty big.
I mean, Avery, Thunder Ridge was the other team in Division One.
They were up
that
big.
Looked to be up big.
So I think it could be them and Little River, so that would be a big-time matchup. Mays, who has Avery Johnson, the K-State commit, they're beating Hayes at the half. That was kind of a highly regarded game in 5A. They're up 21-9 at the half. So, and then Andale, we talked about, they're up 20-0 at the half against Clay Center. They're probably roll to their 50th consecutive victory going into the state title game next week. And it's going to be a handful for either Hayden or Holton, whoever's able to pull that game out. They're going to have their hands full with the Andale Indians.
Well, Andale, again, yeah, I believe they now have the longest active winning streak in the nation, is I believe what I saw from a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, a win tonight for Andale would give them win number 50 in a row as they look now for a fourth consecutive state championship in Class 3A. And going back to Holton and Hayden again, where Hayden leads at 17-14 at the half, Holton was right there in the semifinals last year. They had to go play at Frontenac and lost. And now they see themselves down a little bit here at the half against Hayden. So, you know, Holton, we know how good they are and how good they can be. But, boy, the last thing you want to see is back-to-back trips to the semifinals and coming up just a bit short.
Especially at home on this
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the one for Holton and Hayden, I was kind of joking with a coworker today about who he thought was going to win that game. He told me it doesn't really matter. He's like, when you look at Andale, he's like, you look over the last 4 years, he's like, if you really want to win that game, you're basically riding your own death sentence because then you got to go play Andale State. And
give yourself an opportunity. At least give yourself the opportunity.
I was like, at least try to get there, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Holton or Hayden, whoever wins that game, I want to wish them good luck, though, because I'd love to see somebody go out and at least try to knock Andale off, because ever since they joined 3A, the 1 year they didn't win it, Sabetha won it that year. They beat Pratt. Andale to go play Sabetha. And Sabetha, remember, in that one, got a two-point conversion attempt to win it. By senior Gabe Garber that time. But Andale, they've just been a dominant force in 3A.
Sabetha won the 3A titles back-to-back in 2017 and 2018 before dropping to 2A. Nemaha Central won the 2A title back in 2019. Both these teams trying to get back to a state championship game. Nemaha Central with the lead, 8-7 over Sabetha here at the half. Take another timeout. We'll have more when we come back here on KNZA.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtown?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HolthouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
1, 2, 3, 4
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
About to wrap up our halftime coverage here as we're just minutes away from the start of the second half. Battle of Big Seven teams with a trip to the 2A state title game on the line. Nemaha Central 8, Sabetha 7. As again, just a few minutes out from starting the third quarter. Let's talk a little bit real quick. We'll take one final break. But first, let's talk a little halftime adjustments for both teams. What's kind of the expectations here that you guys see for both of these teams? And, Logan, we saw it, again, a month ago when we were here doing this game. It was Sabetha 7-0 at the half, and then we saw what Nemaha Central was able to do. What kind of noticeable adjustments do you expect these teams to make, and what kind of game do we expect here in the second half?
If you're Nemaha Central, as far as the offensive side of the ball, you don't really need to change anything. You've done pretty well offensively in this game. I mean, defensively, though, you got to be ready for anything if you're Nemaha Central. This game, you know, we talked about it, all three of us, you know, in the pregame and right there at the beginning. This is the highest stakes game these two teams have ever played in their rivalry and their history. I mean, the shot to go to state. These two teams have never done it before. The winner, obviously, you're going. Loser, your season's over. Which way would you rather go? And, you know, there to start the game, Sabetha, you know, you kind of started a little flat. I think the thing that kind of sparked Sabetha there towards the end of the half was Christian McAfee. You think about how huge that interception was that he got and the way he was able to run the ball. I mean, if you're Sabetha, all you have to do, you just got to do what you did right towards the end of the first half. Come out, keep calm, keep a level head, and just do what you do. And again, Nemaha Central, just be defensively, just be ready for pretty much anything that Sabetha wants to throw at you. But Sabetha, you got to find a way to keep Cooper Height from wearing you down towards the end of this game, to your point, Trenton. Because if he starts wearing you down, your defense starts giving up big runs, look out.
And again, we don't have the official stats in front of us, but I feel like, once again, it's another game where Sabetha's doing a pretty good job for the most part, you know, kind of bottling up Height. We've seen him bust, you know, 8 kind of 10-yard runs here and there, but he hasn't busted the really big one. Like, you know, we've seen him bust big-time touchdowns all year long, and again, Sabetha's had a good game plan for him, and even last week, Humboldt had a really good game plan for him. He only had 23 carries for 98 yards, which, you know, still a near 100-yard game. That's pretty darn good. You'll take it every time, but for a guy that's been putting up numbers like his all season, you know, that's how you give yourself a chance to win a game like that of this magnitude in the playoffs. When you stop those big-time playmakers, if you keep them under their numbers, you give yourself a shot. Sabetha's doing it once again here with this running attack, as we are just going to keep it right here. We are a minute out from the start of the second half, so again, we'll take you up here to the start. So Sabetha's going to get the ball here. They got the big stop on fourth down. What could have been a really huge swing, it could have been 16-0 Nemaha Central in the blink of an eye, but that stop and then that 98-yard touchdown drive obviously completely flips the momentum and the script of this game. And we're going to see how aggressive maybe the Blue Jays get here on this first drive. We saw them take a few shots early, and as you said, we talked a little bit before we came on the air here about seeing this Sabetha team maybe pulling out all the stops, you know, those plays that have been sitting in the back of the playbook all year long and just finding the right time to pull it out. This could be one of those scenarios.
You know, going back to Height real quick, I saw the stat out there. I mentioned, like, comparing him to Derrick Henry a little bit. I saw last night on the game, first 5 carries, average about 4 yards a carry. Next 5 carries is about 4 still. And then his 11-plus, that's when he's averaging 5 to 6 yards a carry. And for Height, he's probably about 11 to 12 yards. But let's see how they control him the second. It's probably going to be a heavy dose on defense of him. And let's see if they can step up to the challenge like they have so far in that first half.
Well, let's go. It's the start of the second half. 8-7, Nemaha Central. They kick off here from left to right. Connor Dieters will do the kicking and the straight toe poke with a heavy leg behind it. It's caught by Bauman at the 10. Angles to the near side hash marks. Now to the sideline. Inside the numbers at the 20, 25, and down near the 27. So Sabetha first and 10 at their own 27 to start the second half is. They're down 8-7 here in this semifinal. Cooper Kramer in on the stop. So first and 10 here at the 27 for Sabetha.
Well, let's see if Marcus Bauman had a big end of that first half. Let's see if he continues to be involved. I mean, he had a couple of big catches down the field and near the goal line on that touchdown drive. So let's see if they continue to keep him involved in the passing game.
And we also mentioned the other semifinal here in 2A. Kingman in Southeast to Saline was a 8-point Kingman lead, but Southeast to Saline with a big stop to start the second half. Sabetha here on their first play of the third quarter. Colin Minold gets about 3 to the 31. It'll be second down and 7 from there. We saw just a total of 6 possessions in the first half. I would expect both of these teams, when they do have the ball, to really grind it and really limit the opportunities here in the second half. So makes every possession that much more important. And what's an 8-7 game here early in the third quarter.
And we saw it the last game, Brandon. We've seen it so far. You know, tonight, it's towards the end of the halves that it gets really exciting. The beginning is just run, a lot of clock. the big stuff happened towards the end.
Well, now we're seeing, now we're seeing them utilize, and even on that 98-yard touchdown drive, Christian McAfee out of the backfield, and this time they give it to him again. He gets maybe four here. It's going to be third down and three coming up, but he had that big run of about 14 yards to get him out of the back of their own end zone to start that big drive.
Yeah, and last year we saw it was about they put McAfee in there and they'd run kind of a wildcat. They put two running backs to the side of him and one behind him, and they just let him do whatever he wanted. We haven't really seen it this year, but when he gets the ball and he goes, he can run pretty well.
Colin Menold here on third and about 2.5 is going to come up short. He was bounced to the outside pretty quick. Good pursuit up front. I think Connor Dieters was in there on the stop in the backfield, but now fourth and one here for the Blue Jays, just outside their own 35.
I was going to say, big-time decision, but it looks like they're keeping the offense on the field here. And, you know, the best defense to keeping Cooper Hayek not getting the ball is keeping him on defense and making him extend his exert his energy a little bit. And, you know, that's putting together a long drive. And I think they understand that in the second half. It's do or die now to get to the state title game. And they're going to go for it here on fourth down.
Fourth and one. Huge play here for the Blue Jays. And they're going to give it. It's a fullback dive. And I don't know if he got there and busted into the backfield.
That's close.
And forward progress is going to depend on the spot.
I think he's short.
They gave it to Renier, and it didn't look like initially.
They're going to measure.
Omaha Central believes they stopped it short, but they're going to measure here. So how big of a play is this? And it looks like he is short from where we're sitting up here, but they will bring out the measurement here.
He went into the pile, so we couldn't get a good view on where he was carrying the ball at or how far he got, but the spot looks like he's short. And
yep, he is short. Wow, what a stop by the Nemaha Central defense as they turn over Sabetha on the opening drive of the second half. And now the Thunder, with an 8-7 lead early in the third quarter, will have prime field position inside the Sabetha 40-yard line.
Now if the Sabetha defense has to continue to play, they have to step up and get a big stop of their own, because you're going down at least 14-7. We know Nemaha is going to go for two, and that push it to a two-possession game. So this is a big-time short field stop for the defense if they can get it.
First and 10 Thunder at the Sabetha 37-yard line. 8-7 their lead, under 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. They just got a huge stop, turning over Sabetha on fourth and one. They go to Cooper Hike over the right guard. He falls across the 35 to about the 33. Gain of maybe 3 or 4 yards. They'll give him three, call it second down and 7, coming up just inside the 35. Well, Sabetha's defense has been called upon to make stops all night long, and they have, outside that first drive, they have done just that, and now they're going to have to get another big stop here. Chest-high snap here for Uphouse. It's Hike once again, and he just barrels through a defender, and he's going to be right up near a first down at the 25, and it looks like he has it for a gain of about 8 or 9 yards. And Hike does move the chains to the 25, first and 10, Nemaha Central.
You know, that's what we're talking about. Can you contain Hike like you did in the first half as the game wears on? The first two runs, he goes for about 11 yards. So a good start for Hike, but if you're Sabetha, you've got to limit him on his carries.
9 minutes to go in the third quarter. They give it to Hike again, and he's ripped down at the knees and still trying to fight for an extra yard, maybe forward progress to the 24, but that's about it, but not much. Good pursuit up front. Once again, Dalton Roeke was in on the stop for the Blue Jays. Second down and 9 for Nemaha Central to Sabetha 24.
And this is the play. If you're Sabetha, you get a 1 yard stop. It's second down and 9. You got to really stop him here. Force him to have to maybe look at passing the ball and see if you can stop him on third down.
Yeah, see if you can force maybe an incompletion or a light gain, make it third and long. And they're going to give it to Hike around the outside. He's following his blocks. He gets to the 20, falls forward to the 19-yard line.
I don't think
and this time it was Carter Hike who got the carry.
So you're right on the Hike, just not Cooper Hike, like we've called all night, the younger of the two.
Tell you what, those single numbers, like the 6, 8, and 9, when those jerseys are nice and scrunched up, they look fairly similar. But that was Carter Hike who got a carry tonight, his 47th carry of the year. He is short of the first down at the 19. He needs about 4 for the first down.
And they all look like identical. They all look, the stance, everything. The build, everything. They all look extremely identical.
So third and 4, just inside the 20. And I think this is Carter Hike once again, and he's going to be shy of the 15. He needed four. I think he got three. So now we're seeing, again, we've seen Carter Height get the last two carries with Cooper in the game, but now it's fourth down and a long one here for the Thunder.
And looks like they're going to go to that formation where they've lined up Height right in that fullback position that's right behind. He's just going to go dive right up the middle like we've seen multiple times since about to stop it, though.
They have converted multiple third or fourth downs, and now they give it to Height again. As you mentioned, just a little fullback dive, and I think that extra effort's going to give Nemaha Central the first down.
Yeah, it looked like he was initially stopped, but the second effort, he pushed for a first down.
Needed the 15 and got the 14, so a huge fourth down conversion for Nemaha Central. Another one tonight. 7 minutes and 10 seconds. Clock moving here, third quarter. Thunder now first and 10 at the Sabetha 14-yard line with an 8-7 lead. Thunder trying to extend on this lead after they forced a turnover on downs on Sabetha's first drive here in the second half. They failed to pick up the first down on fourth and one, and now the Thunder moving as they started this drive at their own 37. Now missed exchange. It's Uphouse up the middle. Faked it to Cooper Height. He gets inside the 10 and close to the 6. So good run on first down by the quarterback, Braden Uphouse, and he'll get about 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3. But just outside the 5-yard line is Nemaha Central threatening to score to extend their lead. 8-7 the score about halfway into this third quarter. Second and 3, just outside the 5. It is Height. He gets over the right guard and barrels his way into the end zone for the Thunder touchdown. The second touchdown tonight for Cooper Height, his 37th of the year. And at 6:11 to go in the third quarter, Thunder capitalize on the big turnover. They extend their lead. It's 14-7.
And if you're Sabetha, you got to get a stop here, because if they get that 2-point conversion, now you're down 2 scores.
I was just going to say that. You're not out of it yet. You get a stop here, you're still down just 7, so you got to go all in on here to get a stop, and might see another run with Cooper Height.
Well, the first 2-point conversion was a little swing to Height, and he was able to get to the edge and get to the pylon and score to get that 2 points. And, yeah, this is a huge play in this game. Try to keep it within one possession here. Uphouse takes the snap. They fake the reverse to Kane. He's in the pocket looking to pass. He throws it to the far side. It is caught by Stahlbomber for the 2-point conversion.
And he was wide open. Like Sabetha just lost him and let him get open on the backside, and Brandon Uphouse, a great throw and another great catch.
So the 2-point conversion makes it 16-7 Nemaha Central.
Our one came to the near side, and Stahlbomber snuck out and ran like a drag going the other way, and he just snuck behind everyone and a good throw put on him and easy enough to catch him. Now you got a 9-point lead, but if you're Sabetha, you got to respond. You're not out of it yet.
They take advantage of the short field after the turnover. A 37-yard touchdown drive, a 6-yard touchdown run by Cooper Height. 2-point conversion makes it Nemaha Central 16, Sabetha 7. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
After the touchdown, a short kickoff here by Nemaha Central will set up Sabetha first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. And now two touchdowns tonight for Cooper Height, now 37 on the year, and a huge 2-point conversion giving Nemaha Central a 2-possession lead now, 16-7. Is the score. 6 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Trip to the state championship game on the line in two-way. The other semifinal, Kingman and Southeast of Saline, which was a one-score game the last we had checked there early in the third quarter. Can Sabetha bounce back here and get something going on this drive? First and 10 at their own 32, and they fumble it, and Nemaha Central has it. A turnover on the exchange handoff, and the Thunder get the ball right back. It's Carter Rottinghouse who recovers the fumble, and now the Thunder in prime position up 9.
Yeah, and that, on the snap, Garber didn't even touch the ball on the snap. When Maxie was coming in motion was when they snapped, and it hit Maxie in the leg, bounced off his leg, came to the near side, just Beth and I able to get there and get on it before Nemo Central was able to.
That's a big, but if you're Sabetha, you just got to step up to the challenge. You get a stop, you're still only down 9. You just can't let it continue to snowball and get it to about a 24-7 game.
Well, this is the absolute worst thing that could have happened here for Sabetha coming out of the timeout. You turned it over on downs, giving Nemaha Central the ball at the 37. Now you get your second possession, you fumble, and now the Thunder have it at the 28-yard line. As they go to Cooper Hike, and he barrels his way across the 25 to the 24 for gain of about 4. He was tackled by Jacob Grimm. Bring up second down and 6 at the 24-yard line. Under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Thunder now with a 16-7 lead and a chance for more. And almost a similar style that we saw in that first matchup, similar script from first half to second half. And a touchdown away here for Nemaha Central, really creating some separation. And now they just continue to give it to Hike, and he just gets better as the game goes on. He's got a first down inside the 20. So back in the red zone is Nemaha Central to the 17. So he gets about 7 there. And another first down for the Thunder. 16-7. Their lead is 9 here over halfway into this third quarter.
And the problem is when you do stop the legs of Hike and you stand him up, the big guys of Holden Bass and Abram Keem, Josh Gonzalez, Connor Deers, and Abe Hilbert just pushing from behind all those big guys, and he's picking up 3 or 4 extra yards.
So first down and 10, Nemaha Central, clock moving, approaching 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Uphouse takes the snap, little quick hitter here to Wade Leonard. He has some room, and he has a block from Kane, cuts it inside the 10 and down near the 5. Gain of 12 on the screen pass here to Wade Leonard. It was very well utilized in this offense, and now first and goal for the Thunder is like Leonard is a little bit slow to get up and
might be
he's a little dazed it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, looks like he might have got something to the head or I mean it like we said, it's very cold out there, could have hit the hard ground and just the right way to give him a little daze, but that'd be a big loss and they're gonna send him off and they're checking on him. That could be serious and you know, if Nemaha Central is able to hold on here or he might be out for next week. That's a concussion. He doesn't look good and they're evaluating him. I know he has to come off the field, but
Wade Leonard's a guy coming into this game who, as I mentioned, was very well utilized in this offense. 12 carries, 164 yards, a couple of touchdowns, averaging nearly 14 yards per carry. And then the passing game, 24 catches, 266 yards, 3 more scores, averaging 11 yards per catch. So, again, they utilized him a lot. And, yeah, he took a shot and was a little bit wobbly coming up there. So not sure if we'll see him the rest of the game, and that could be a big loss or the Thunder, but they have first and goal now at the 5 with under 5 minutes to go here in the third, leading 16-7. They give it to Hite once again. He'll jump over a defender down to the 3 for a gain of 2. So second and goal coming up from the 3. And then on the stop. But this now or never here for Sabetha to make a play. Can they force a turnover? Can they get a goal line stop? We've seen them do it before. But the Thunder have all the momentum right now as we watch him tend to Wade Leonard here on the bench. Nemaha Central just opened the best for him. Uphouse, second and goal at the 3. I think we get a whistle and a timeout. We will. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, it's the perfect timeout snack. Nemaha Central in control, 16-7 their lead, and looking for more. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been searching for new appliances? Joe Mitchell here to let you know we've been able to build up our selection of appliances. It's been a slow process, but deliveries of our orders have improved. We appreciate your desire to shop locally, and remember when you buy from Mitchell Appliance, we will provide service on your appliances long after the sale. Let us know if you're looking for something special or stop in and see our improving selection of appliances at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
KNZA.
4:17 left, third quarter. Nemaha Central 16, Sabetha 7. Trip to the 2A state title game on the line. Thunder has second and goal from the 3-yard line, looking to add to this lead in what's been a tough third quarter for Sabetha. They've had it twice, have a turnover on downs, and a fumble, leading to short fields for Nemaha Central. They capitalized on the first opportunity and now looking to capitalize here on the second. Here's a run to the right side. It's Cooper Hike again into the end zone. Untouched for the Thunder. Touchdown.
Once again, they had Dieters back there at the fullback position, the typical right guard, and he created the hole. I mean, Hike did bounce outside, but he had a good block there in the middle to seal any pursuing tacklers. And Nemo Central is now putting on Sabetha a little bit here.
How quickly things have turned, an 8-7 score at the half. Sabetha got the ball first, so they certainly had some momentum coming out of the halftime break. They go for it on 4th-and-1, and they come up short. Omaha Central got it at the Sabetha 37, capitalized a quick touchdown drive, and then Sabetha's next possession here in the third quarter, they fumble on their opening play, setting up the Thunder at the 28, and they capitalize again here on a short field as they'll go for 2 once again. As Uphouse will take a chest-high snap, quick toss into the back of the end zone. It's caught by Brockstrom for the two-point conversion. Nemaha Central now in control, 24-7. They lead Sabetha. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Double the joy! Double the joy! Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
4 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Nemaha Central, another touchdown. And, of course, it's Cooper Hike once again, his third score of the game, and another two-point conversion, giving Sabetha now a lot of work to do with a quarter and change to go as Nemaha Central leads it 24-7. A couple of touchdowns here in the third quarter to extend that lead. And right before we came on here, a quick update. Kingman and Southeast to Saline, the other semifinal. Saline just got a huge goal line stop on defense, and Kingman had a fumble on 4th-and-goal from the 1, and that is still a one-possession game as Kingman was winning that game early on in the fourth quarter. Here is a return by Marcus Bauman across the 20-yard line, or correction, the 30, and he's out near the 36. A good return there by Bauman after a short kickoff. 4:04 left here in this third. Sabetha needs something now on this drive.
And I mean, you still have, you know, basically 16 minutes left in the game. But now you're going to have to start maybe looking at throwing the ball a little bit more here. Obviously, try to come back now. The running game, Nemo Central, is kind of maybe one-dimensional to a point, you know. So if you're Nemo Central, just say, hey, we're going to defend the pass. We'll let you run the ball, waste a bunch of clock, but we're not going to give up anything deep.
Well, it's now a three-possession game and a good run here for Jonathan Renier, who's dragging bodies across midfield and all the way to the Thunder 44-yard line. 19 yards there on 1st-and-10, exactly what the doctor ordered to start this drive.
Well, going off your point there about Sabetha, you need a quick strike here to get it back to 24-14 and go to maybe 15. To get your defense back out there and get a stop. You need a quick strike here to close that gap a little bit.
24-7, so even if they score and get 2, it would be 24-15, so you're still down 9. So, again, this is still a 3-score game, but the Blue Jays need something here on this drive. They're going to toss it right. Minold now cuts it up on the hash marks, and he barrels his way for a first down and a little bit more. So another good chunk play there by the Blue Jays all the way down to the 35, and they need 10, of course, gain of 11 and a first down for the Blue Jays.
And then obviously, you know, I said Sabetha might have to start passing a little bit more. No, they're going to run the ball.
They're just going to continue to run the ball.
We're just going to go ahead and run it. We'll get, you know, big chunk plays and go quick.
So 19 and 11 have been able to pick up some good chunks here early on in this drive. 3:33 left third quarter. We'll toss it McAfee's way, short side right, and he cuts it up the field for a nice solid pickup across the 30. And up close to the 25, depending on the spots, he'll be maybe a yard or two shy of the first down, but another nice run there, this time by McAfee.
And, you know, we've seen it all game. We saw it the last one. Cooper Hike, the way he runs the ball, he just straight up the middle, and he's just going to power his way through there. So far on this drive, both the running backs are doing the same thing. They're just trying to get as much yardage as they can. They're as powerful as they can right through that line, try to make you tackle them, and so far they've been able to beat NC.
They get McAfee for 8, second down and 2 from the 27. Bauman, the lone receiver here left. They want to look this way. They'll fire it across the middle of the field. It's batted away and incomplete as Kane knocked it away. And it's going to be third down and two for the Blue Jays.
It looked like he had Bauman down there, but he just floated it a little bit over the top. So now third and short, but you've been running the ball effectively, so you don't have to worry about necessarily having to pass the ball. Your three runs have been very effective so far on this drive.
Well, absolutely, four down territory, so two plays to get 2 yards, essentially. So I can understand taking a shot there on, you know, second down. But now third down and two at the 27, 3:23 left in this third quarter. Nemaha Central's lead is 24-7. Bauman under center. He's got a heavy set backfield behind him. They'll fake the toss. They'll give it to McAfee. He gets to the 25, and the forward progress looks to be enough for a first down, and it is. So McAfee being utilized on both sides of the ball, and a big carry there. Now first and 10 at the 25. Officially, they'll give it to him at the 24, so first and 10 from there. 3:15 clock moving third quarter. Sabetha needs a quick strike down 24-7. Garber in a pistol set, two running backs with him, one on each side, McAfee in motion. They give it to Renier left side. He'll fight his way forward for some extra yards and maybe push back a little bit after a gain of two, so not much over the left side. Ball is closer to the right side hash. It's going to be second down and 8 from the 22 as we're approaching 2.5 minutes left in this quarter.
Another quick score update. I'm not sure what you guys have for Andale. We expect that they're probably just going to, you know, keep that lead and go on the win. Holton just scored again, made it 34-17 now.
So now the Wildcats of Holton now in prime position with a big lead over Hayden after they were down 3 at halftime. And this play on 2nd and 8 is going nowhere for Sabetha. Spun down by Connor Dieters in the backfield. Renier nowhere to go. It's now 3rd down and 8 from the 22. So as you mentioned again, Holton now putting it on Hayden a little bit for a chance to make the 3A title game.
And what's even better about it? Holton, run the ball. That's what they're known for, right? No. The two touchdowns in the third quarter, both passing touchdowns.
You don't see that too often, yeah.
And they might have to run the ball to limit Andale. I mean, Andale has one of the most historic defenses in all classes this year, so it's going to be a big challenge for that run game and boost, but let's see if Sabetha can capitalize here and make this a little interesting.
Now it's 3rd and 8. They want to set up a screen. It's Bauman here working to the far side. He breaks away one tackle and is able to fight his way near the first down. I think after a third effort, he might have got it. So that play was almost blown up immediately in the backfield, but they get the short little screen pass off to Bauman and a third effort, breaking a couple of tackles, and he gets a big Sabetha first down.
Yeah, and this is huge because you look at the score, it's 24-7. It's a three-score game, right? If you're Sabetha, you got to have it in your mind you got to score in this quarter. You cannot let it get to the fourth quarter before you score. Otherwise, it could be a little bit too late.
A quick dive play up the middle, maybe for a yard, not much. I believe it's Renier on the carry. They give it to him for 1. 2nd and 9 coming up inside the Nemaha Central 15-yard line. We're down to a minute and counting here in this third quarter. It's been all Nemaha Central here in the third. They have outscored Sabetha 16-0. A couple of touchdowns on 2 short fields after 2 turnovers by the Blue Jays. This time it is Minold right side and gets a couple of yards down to the 10. Just not much right now. It's going to be 3rd down and about 7 to go at the 11-yard line. Clock is still moving down to 35 seconds.
Like you said, they probably want to score before the end of the score. And look, they're going to have pretty much one more shot unless they throw an incompletion here. It's going to be their last shot probably to score before the end of the quarter.
Well, they're certainly not in any hurry, it looks like. But they got a big 3rd down and 7 play here. It's going to be 4 down territory, of course. They'll go under center this time with 3 stacked up in the backfield. And they do give it to the running back. It's Christian McAfee who gets inside the 5, and he's all the way down to the 1.
He's going to be inside the 1. He didn't stretch it across, but you're in a good spot to start the fourth quarter. I don't think they're going to try and get on the ball. Let's see if they can get a play here.
They got 3 seconds. Do they get this snap off in time? They do. They give it to Menold, right side, and he's into the end zone untouched for the Sabetha touchdown.
How about that? They were able to hurry up to the line clock stops after picking up a first down. They were able to hurry up and get it off just in time, and Now you're looking at 24-14 going in the fourth quarter. You know, get a defensive stop or two, and you're right in the ball game.
Well, they gave themselves at least a chance going into the fourth quarter with that touchdown. They will line up to go for the extra point here to make it 24-14, but a huge drive that tallies 63 yards, and Menold finds the end zone for a second time. Now 5 touchdowns on the year for Colin Menold. And the extra point is up and good. So that ends the third quarter. A trip to the 2A state title game is on the line. It's Nemaha Central leading Sabetha 24-14. Fourth quarter's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Fall is a great time to start considering seed options for the next season. Ag Partners Co-op is your local lead for seed and boosting bushels. Their expert agronomy account managers are committed to providing the best seed genetics with unbeatable placement and top-notch treatments to guarantee you'll grow a crop that will make your neighbors jealous. Start achieving your goals and grow your business. Contact the pros at Ag Partners Co-op to lock in seed orders early and maximize discounts and savings. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we got 12 minutes left to decide one half of the state championship game in 2A next weekend out in Salina. Big touchdown by the Blue Jays to end the third quarter. They get the extra point. They trail now here in Nemaha, 24-14. Colin Menold now with 2 touchdowns tonight for Sabetha. And the biggest play for the Sabetha defense is coming up here on this drive. You're still down 2 scores, but that touchdown was much needed, and you give yourself a shot here in the fourth quarter. Cooper Hike on a short kick, has it at the 20. Between the hash marks, he's up to the 30, 35, grinding his way across the 40. And good field position here as that pile is still moving up near the 45. And I think they're going to give him all that extra push, and Nemaha Central will start this drive at their own 45. About a 25-yard return by Cooper Hike.
Now if you're Nemaha Central, you know they got it in their minds of saying, what did we do on that first drive that took 7 minutes? Let's do that again.
Right.
You know, we're up by 10, but we don't want to even let them have enough time to even give them a shot to try to go quick and make this a game here or late. If you're Sabetha, you know, you're only down 10. You think about the turnovers they had. You got a great chance here if you can get a quick three and out.
Now, Nemaha Central can certainly not score again in this game if Sabetha wants an opportunity here as they give it to Hike, and not much, a yard to the 46. That's it. Clock will move early fourth quarter. 24-14 our score. Thunder trying to get back to a state championship game, but Sabetha, again, that touchdown at the end of the third quarter, keeping this game alive and keeping them in it after what was just a terrible start to the quarter with 2 turnovers that led to 2 short fields for the Thunder, and they capitalized on both with 16 points. Second down and 9 at the 46-yard line, early fourth quarter. This time it is Carter Hike on the carry, right side trying to get outside the numbers. He'll get 2, maybe 3 to the 49. Hayden Langan on the stop. It's going to be third down and 7 after just a couple of yards there by Carter Hike, the freshman. And here's the chance now for the Blue Jays defense. It is third down and 7 from the 48.
And yeah, right here, yep. This you've got to push them back. Don't let it get to 4th and 1, 4th and 2, because they're just going to run Cooper Hike up the middle like they have. Keep it to 4th and long if you can.
Clock is moving. 10:35 left in the game. Nemaha Central in no hurry when they have the ball here. Just shy of midfield, 3rd down and 7. Uphouse is back to pass. He's going to take a shot, deep shot here near side. It is incomplete. Gavin Kane had a shot at about the 28 as he jumped over Niehus to almost bring in a miraculous catch, but there's the stop by the Blue Jays, and I think Nemaha Central has set to punt it away.
And the good thing for Sabetha, it stops the clock. That's the other big factor, because they're going to have to punt it here. Do you stop the clock? You get a decent return on this punt, anything's possible here.
It's going to be the junior, Josh Gonzalez, who has set up in punt formation here for Nemaha Central. 10:21 left in this game. Sabetha getting the stop. They're down 10, 24-14, but a chance to get it back here. Gonzalez takes the snap. Not much pressure. Boots it away from right to left. It's going to bounce about the 25. Take a Sabetha roll inside the 20. It's probably dying down here at about the 17-yard line or so. So that's where Sabetha takes over. First and 10. Down 10. 10-12 left in this game.
You know, put together about a four or five-minute drive at the max here, and you go down and get a touchdown. You're down three, and you have all three timeouts. You're in play here if you're Sabetha. So just do what you did last drive. Just stick to who you are and push the piles, fight for extra yards, and you go down, you'll be just fine.
And to your point, Trenton, Bethes actually got two timeouts. Remember, they used that one in the third quarter.
Right.
Down here towards the goal line.
Right. Good call.
And that could come out to bite a little bit. Late pitch here on an option. Menold able to shrink down a little bit, shimmy through a couple tackles. He'll get to the 21-yard line for a gain of about four. Second down and six coming up is about 10 minutes left to go in this game. And, again, you're down two possessions.
Clark,
you think you even get 3 points or three possessions in the rest of this game? Probably not. So you're going to be lucky to get two possessions, which means Blue Jays are going to have to score, get some kind of points here on the board on this drive.
That first down, they got a little bit of help, though, on the clock because they got tackled out of bounds, so that saved them some time now, run up the middle and look at third and a yard. But, you know, utilize the sidelines maybe a little bit and save some time without having to burn a timeout or worry about your timeouts.
So Menold gets ball up to about the 26. It's going to be third and one here for the Blue Jays. 9:33 clock moving fourth quarter. 24-14, Nemaha Central leading it. They go to Renier, left guard. He's got a first down, breaking away. A little bit more, still on his feet. He's up near the 40 and still grinding up to the 43-yard line for a gain of 17. How about that run by Jonathan Renier? Big first down. Keep the chains moving. 9:21 left to go in the game and a big first down for the Blue Jays.
And you can tell the senior running back doesn't want his career to come to an end here tonight against the rival.
So up to the 47-yard line, or correction, officially the 43, beg your pardon. It is first and 10 for the Blue Jays. As they're driving here down 14, and there's a play that's ripped up in the backfield. It's Holden Bass, the big jumping through the O-line and making a big play for a loss at 2 in the backfield at 2nd and 12.
And they've done a good job containing him. He got a lot of hype over the summer, went to some camps, and has got some looks and offers. I don't know if he got any offers officially, but I know he's been looked at some college. He's gone to some camps, and he's been quiet for the most part, but a big play when you need it the most if you're Nemaha Central.
Second down and 12 after the loss. Garber's going to throw it into the flat. It's caught by Renier. Not much there. Caught in bounds by Renier, so the clock continues to move. Carter Hike made the stop. I think they got maybe the 2 yards back at best. Or maybe a yard. It's going to be third and long. Third and 11 after a gain of one. Under 8.5 minutes to go. Biggest play of the game so far for the Blue Jays. They need to convert here. Down two scores at 24-14 again as now as the clock continues to move. Coming up on 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
Garber now under center. Renier and Menold in the backfield with him. Play action. Now here's the blitz. Leonard is back in the game, by the way. There's a screen pass to Menold. He is brought down by Holden Bass. Across the 45 to the 46 for a gain of just four, maybe three. But now it is fourth down and eight here for the Blue Jays.
And Holden Bass just saved a bigger gain because if he doesn't grab a hold there and make that tackle, that play had blockers out in front by design. It looked like a little screen pass late. And Holden Bass just saved possibly a touchdown with a great tackle there, sent up fourth and about seven.
Well, we also, as I kind of mentioned, like halfway in the middle of that play, number 27, Wade Leonard, who took that shot on one of those early touchdown drives and looked to be maybe a look at a possible concussion, but it's good to see him back on the field. He was screaming on a blitz around the left side and forced a quick throw, but now it is fourth down and eight to go. The Blue Jays, I think, might burn a timeout here, and they do. They are going to burn their second timeout with 7:19 left in this game. We'll have fourth down and eight at the 46-yard line when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our game here, 7:19 to go, fourth quarter. Nemaha Central 24, Sabetha 14. It's a 10-point lead here, getting some ripped up here in the press box. That was my bad. But the other game we just mentioned, Kingman and Southeast DeSaline, the other semifinal here in 2A, they just scored late with a minute and change to go, so that game is now tied late at Kingman. Of course, the other half of this 2A semifinals, here's a pass, and it's incomplete, intended for Niehuis. Here on the near side, and on 4th and 8, a turnover on downs, and Nemaha Central is going to get the ball back up 10 points with 7:16 left in the game.
Oh, just a little slant route there, and you just threw it behind him, and now you're probably going to try and force a turnover and try and knock that ball loose if you're Sabetha with 7 minutes to go.
So Nemaha Central will take over at the Sabetha 46. So outside of the touchdown drive that Sabetha did have here in the third quarter, they've had 2 turnover on downs and a fumble, which has given Nemaha Central the ball in Sabetha territory all 3 times. And that has certainly not been a help, as Uphouse will take a snap. He's going to keep it himself here on the option, has a lot of room, and he's breaking away down the sideline. Uphouse at the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Nemaha Central! And what possibly there could punch the ticket for Nemaha Central in next week's title game. Monster run by Uphouse of 46 yards. It's now 30-14. They run option left. And instead of pitching it, Uphouse kept it himself and finds Pater 46 yards out.
Just an option play, and he decided to keep it and had good blocks out in front of him and used that top-end speed towards the end to break away and might be the dagger there for Nemaha Central.
It's now a 30-14 lead for the Thunder. They're 7 minutes away from getting to a state championship game. They will go for 2. They are 3-for-3 on 2-point conversions. They give it to Hike and make it 3-for-4 as he comes up a bit short there.
And now remember, guys, that also could be huge, and here's why. Now, granted, that's what you got. One timeout, you got 7 minutes.
It is still only a two-possession game.
Yeah, two-possession game.
Not impossible.
16 points.
Yeah, that was a big stop there.
You get somebody open that can go quick and get a quick touchdown. You'd have to think Nemaha Central. Yeah, obviously the touchdown's huge, you know. Still stretches out that lead, but they just score too quick. We don't know yet. We'll see when the end of the game comes closer.
Well, we saw even on that last drive, Sabetha kind of kept it to their plan. They want to keep it on the ground, but now I think you got to open it up a little bit more. You can't afford to run for 2 or 3 yards and continuously let time run off the clock. If you want to get 2 quick touchdowns, you're going to have to take some shots, and Blue Jays have already burned 2 of their timeouts here in the second half, so they only have 1 to go.
Also, we do have a quick final. St. Mary's upset Centralia, wins at 46-16.
Wow, so the Bears, it was K-Prep's preseason number 1, knocks out one of our remaining local teams. As what a run for Roger Holthouse in his first year as Panthers head coach, longtime D coordinator, but Centralia season comes to an end at St. Mary's tonight. The Bears into the 1A state championship game. So here is the kickoff from right to left. It's going to be bobbled at about the 9, as this is Marcus Bauman, and he's not going to get very much of anything on that return out to the 15, and that's it. So Sabetha takes over. 7:02 left to go in the game, down 30-14. So a dominant second half here for Nemaha Central.
I think going back to the first half, and also we saw here at the beginning of the second, if you're Sabetha, you got to find a way to get it to McAfee and get it to the outside. Because if he can find a hole and he breaks it, he's got some speed, he can go quick.
still two-possession game, but a 16-point deficit for Sabetha with 7 minutes to go. And then there's Colin Menold out of the backfield, a little swing pass that's going to be a big play and a first down across the 35 to the 37. So how about that play for 22 yards and a first down?
The good thing there is it stops the clock for the first down. Bad thing, if he would have kept on the sideline, goes out of bounds, you stop the clock completely.
Right, and you know, you just need to do that. You need to create chunk plays here, and then you have to go down. You have to go for two and convert. Give yourself a shot.
First and 10 at the 37. A quick pass. This time it is caught across the 40-yard line. It's Preston Michael on the reception there. His first catch tonight makes it second down and three at the 43. Clock moving, 6:25 left in the game.
And once again, he turned inside, did not try and run out of bounds. He turned back to the inside, and the clock continues to run. That just worked for Nemaha Central.
Nemaha Central leading 30-14 here late in this game. They throw a screen pass. Bauman has it, now works it back inside the numbers, and then ripped down with some force by Connor Dieters.
Could have been a face mask or maybe a horse collar tackle, but looked violent. So he must have been clean, or they just missed one.
So Bauman gets three. It's now third and two. Just shy of the 45 at the 44. So, again, just a couple there. And now a third down play here for the Blue Jays. Garber back to pass. They throw it into the flat. It's caught by Renier. And now the ball's on the turf after the catch. It's recovered by the Thunder at midfield. Carter Rottinghouse again, his second fumble recovery tonight. And at 5:37 left in the game, the Thunder inching closer to a ticket to that state title game. Well, the Thunder coming up with another huge defensive play. Rottinghouse with a second fumble recovery tonight. And just 5 minutes and 37 seconds away from Nemaha Central punching that ticket to the 2A state title game next week. And now the Thunder going to burn a timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It is 30-14 Nemaha Central. We're back after this here on Kansas Land Radio.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
Football is the game everyone wants to win. At Honeyman Ford, we'll make you a winner with the best deals on all the new Super Duty and F-150 trucks. Honeyman Ford sacks the competition with savings. Your Blue Oval certified dealer is Honeyman Ford on Highway 36 in Seneca or online at honeymanford.com.
KNZA.
Nemaha Central leading this one 30-14. 5 minutes and 37 seconds away. They just forced another turnover by Sabetha. Fumble recovery by Carter Rottinghouse, his second fumble recovery tonight. And we're looking at this other semifinal in 2A, Kingman and Southeast to Saline. That's tied late.
That just officially went to overtime.
It is officially going to overtime. So we'll keep an eye on that game as the Thunder now in control, just five and change from getting to Salina next week. Here is Cooper Hike on the carry into Sabetha territory. Falls forward to the 45 for a gain of five. And it's second down and five. Clock moving under 5.5 minutes to go. This was an 8-7 game at the half. Sabetha got the ball to start. They turned it over on downs after failing to convert on a fourth and one. Gave Nemaha Central a short field, which they capitalized fairly quickly. Made it 16-7 after a two-point conversion. And then Sabetha's next possession, they fumble. On the opening play, gave Nemaha Central another short field. They were able to score again. Really, since then, it's been all Thunder. As now it's Carter Hike on the carry. Spins away from a couple and buries his way towards a first down. He is at the 40. And that is right where you needed to be for the first down. And the official does give him a first down.
And another score update going into the fourth quarter. Axtell's up by four, 36-32 in their game.
Eight-man Division II. Axtell, the defending champs, won 24 in a row, and we figured that game against Canton Galva was going to be pretty good tonight. You could argue were the two best eight-man teams at both levels. And now we have a stoppage of play as Cooper Hike has to come off the field here. I think it might be some sort of...
He's bleeding on his leg, so...
He's got a little cut on the shin, so Hike has to come out here for a second. And Nemaha Central, 4 minutes and 39 seconds away from winning this game and getting back to a state championship game for the first time in 3 years. How about this season under second-year head coach Michael Glatzik? This team has been dominant from the jump. They have played only about two or three games this year that have been competitive in the second half. This is certainly one of those games, and both games certainly competitive against Sabetha, but just like the first meeting, big second half by the Thunder putting this game away, and another carry here by Carter Hike. He'll get four through the 36-yard line, so it's second down and six. Clock continues to move right at 4 minutes to go. And we've already mentioned Centralia's been knocked out. They lost at St. Mary's tonight. Axtell again was up four with that game going into the fourth quarter.
I saw that Andale one. I know Holton was kind of put it on Hayden, but Andale officially won their 50th in a row, so looks like the Wildcats might get Andale next week.
We'll look for a final there, but Holton was looking like they were going to get to the title game in 3A. Now Hike, a big carry, getting to the outside, and he falls forward inbounds for a first down inside the 30.
And that Kingman game's headed to overtime.
So again, yeah, southeast of Saline, Kingman going to overtime after Saline scored a late touchdown to tie that game. And we also mentioned Kingman had a shot to make that a two-possession game, but they fumbled on fourth and one at the goal line, basically.
And also,
Saline was able to take advantage.
Also, the 1A state title game is officially set as it's St. Mary's versus Inman.
Inman gets the win tonight, so the 1A state title game next week, St. Mary's and Inman. And I believe that's who Olpe knocked out last year in the title game was Inman, I believe. My memory serves correct, so the back-to-back appearances there for Inman. Now we get a timeout here with 2 minutes and 57 seconds remaining in this game. Nemaha Central, again, just trying to put it on ice. A 30-14 lead, and they have it first and 10 at the Sabetha 29. Again, this has just been, just like the first matchup, a tale of two halves. This was an 8-7 lead for Nemaha Central at halftime, and they took advantage of two short fields after two early turnovers in the third quarter, and they have really not looked back since. Sabetha did get a touchdown to end the third quarter, and then had the chance, you know, with the ball just a little bit ago, you know, down 16. It's only two possessions, but a fumble right at midfield. Thunder got another fumble recovery from Carter Rottinghouse, and they've just been kind of pushing the chains and grinding out this clock here down the stretch. So we mentioned we know the 1A state title game. We're still waiting on finals for both the 2A semifinals here. Of course, Thunder looking to, again, get there next week, but southeast of Saline and Kingman was going into overtime. That was a 14-14 tie. Andale's already in Class 3A, and it looked like Holton was looking to get there as well. Here's Hike again with a first down carry at the 29, and he is up near the 25 for a gain of 4. And the clock continues to move now under 2:45. So you're essentially a first down or two from putting the game away. Sabetha has one timeout remaining, but doesn't appear that they're going to use it at any point. But now the clock is just churning, and now it's two and a half minutes away from Nemaha Central getting there. An undefeated ride, and Kingman and southeast of Saline, whoever wins that one, it's going to be a battle of unbeaten in the title game next week in Salina. Here is Uphouse to give to Hike once again. Just that simple dive play up the middle, short of the first down, short of the 20. He'll get to the 21 for a gain of 4. It'll bring up third down, and depending on the spot, about third and 1 or third and 2. Down to a minute 50. Just grinding this one out. Stick around for our post-game show. We'll announce our linemen and also our player to bank on, and maybe by then we'll know what's going on in that overtime game between southeast of Saline and Kingman, the other 2A semifinal tonight.
Saline just scored a touchdown. They got the ball first, and they went up 22-14. So Kingman will have to score and get a two-point conversion, send it to a second overtime.
Cooper Hike will grind another first down here inside the 20 to about the 15, maybe the 14. The
ball might have came out.
Well, Sabetha thinking there was a fumble there, but no signal by the official. And it is still Nemaha Central ball, so no fumble, and that should do it. Another first down. Sabetha out, going to burn their final timeout, and the Thunder can just take a couple knees or just a couple simple runs, and this is going to pretty much wrap this game up. And the Thunder using once again a big second half to get by their rivals in the Big Seven, Sabetha. And Sabetha, again, just a great season. So it's going to come up just a bit short here in the semifinals as we're now under a minute to go. The victory formation here for Nemaha Central, just a couple of snaps are going to do it. And Uphouse will take the knee. And they'll have to do one more snap, but the fans are psyched up. And what a fall sports season it's been for Nemaha Central. The volleyball team made it all the way to the state title game, but unfortunately lost to Heritage Christian. And now the football team is off to a state championship game. They will take one more snap, they will take one more knee, and the final 23 seconds are going to come off the clock. What a second half once again as the players embrace near the 20-yard line. And the Thunder fans are feeling it. The Thunder sideline is feeling it. And a big second half once again is going to put this game away. As the final 3 seconds run off the clock here in Seneca, the Nemaha Central Thunder improved to 12-0 and are heading to the state championship game next Saturday in Salina as they knock off Sabetha here tonight. 30-14, the fireworks are going off, and the Thunder back in the state title game. Our postgame show is next. It is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder win at 30-14. They're off to the title game next week, and we're back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Kansas Land Radio.
Our post-game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Nemaha Central off to the 2A title game. They beat Sabetha tonight 30-14 here on their home field. We're currently keeping an eye on the other semifinal here in 2A between Southeast of Saline and Kingman. That one now going into a second overtime as Kingman just scored and converted on a two-point conversion to make it 22-22. So Trenton's got that game pulled up. We're keeping an eye on that to see if we can figure out who Nemaha's opponent is going to be next week.
They just did the coin toss, and I mean, we're kind of talking what happened in the second overtime, but they just did a coin toss again. So I don't know if it's, I don't know how high school overtime works.
It used to be, unless they changed it, it was kind of like college. Whoever started with it in the first one, whoever got a second, they started with it the next overtime. But
that's just a formality. But again, that semifinal, 22-22, going into the second overtime there. But let's talk about our game now. And Nemaha Central again winning it 30-14 in another matchup with Sabetha this year. And just kind of like the first matchup, it was a tale of two halves. Nemaha Central led 8-7 at the end of the first half. Sabetha got a late touchdown to get it back to within one, but three drives, three turnovers, three short fields, and Nemaha Central capitalizing early in the third quarter. They scored 16 points early and just able to kind of put it on from there and hold on for the win, 30-14, the final score. And again, just what a run here. Michael Glatzik, his second year as the head coach for Nemaha Central and back in the title game for the first time in 3 years.
And it was the defense. They came out and got that big fourth down stop, and that just changed the tide. They break a touchdown, and they get a couple turnovers, and it was the defense that stepped up tonight in key spots for them that helped the offense out when they struggled.
Logan, and talking about Sabetha a little bit, what a year they've had under Garrett Michael, a longtime head coach there. And you know, a lot of people coming into this season thought Sabetha was certainly capable of making a run like this with the talent coming back, all the seniors that they had, and the pieces. And they certainly had to deal with some injuries throughout the course of the year. But, boy, what a run for them. And they, outside of this game tonight, they were cruising through their playoff matchups, and they were winning easily. And a 9-3 campaign for Sabetha, and certainly a lot to look forward to next year.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot. Obviously, you're going to have some guys back from this team next year, you know, coming back. Colin Menold, he'll be back at running back, so that's going to be a big plus. You got Bauman coming back. You got, you know, Christian McAfee coming back. Mitchell Kramer is going to step in at QB next year. He can throw the ball. He can also run the ball as well. Sabetha's got nothing to, you know, really be ashamed of, if you will, losing this game. Obviously, it's a hard pill to swallow. You know, you lose the game to have a chance at going and competing for a state title game against your rival on their field.
Right.
But, hey, you look at your three losses this season. You lost to Holton. They just won. They're going to state. And your other two losses?
Nemaha Central, who's lost to the 2A title game.
I mean, we're watching this game right here on Trenton's phone, but here's the biggest thing. You look at Nemaha Central, and you look at whoever wins this game, you got to think on paper Nemaha Central is going to be the outright favorites to win that 2A class
title
game.
It's going to be stopping who can stop Cooper Hike.
Yeah.
I mean, whose run defense is good enough to stop Cooper Hike?
So, I mean, if you're Sabetha, I mean, you got nothing to be ashamed of. You lost all three of your games to two teams who are going to go compete for a state title this season. You know,
right.
You ran through everybody else.
The best two teams in your league, and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like you said, two teams.
Big Seven was stacked this year.
Best,
you had
best
three
teams in their class.
Yeah.
Nemaha and Holton won the best in 3A.
I mean, you look at their first game. They played Perry. Perry wasn't a pushover. Perry was a pretty decent team. You know, they had their moments.
They had some injuries this year they had to deal with. Perry's
obviously,
always a very good team.
But they didn't have to see Royal Valley this year, and they didn't have to see Hiawatha. Hiawatha wasn't too bad until they got hit with the injury bug themselves.
Yeah.
You saw what they were doing. Well, as soon as that injury bug hit them, it just fell.